This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The best show. What's everybody doing tonight? Hi, my name's Tom. I'm here with you.
You!
And I mean you. Yeah, you. Here until midnight on this, the worst of all October evenings. Rainy, wet. Nothing like that thing when the leaves start to fall and then it rains, so there's leaves sticking everywhere. That's nice. But look, the seasons are underway. So autumn is underway, and the best show is also underway here, 2017. What's up, everybody? Phone number 201-3-323-484. That is the number to call the show tonight. Cattober. We did Dogcember last December. Now, the cats get their moment of glory. So tonight we honor kitty cats. And what will we do? Well, we're going to say this. You got a cat, right? If your cat can purr loudly, you put the phone right up to your cat. You get to purr. The loudest purr wins at the end of the show, and then the loudest meow wins. And also, best cat name. And what do you win? Well, a donation will be made in your name to a cat shelter in your area by me. That's what happens. So right now, you sit back, you relax, you and your cat, get out that adult cat co-bowl of meow mix. Right? Fancy feast. What do you guys eat? And enjoy the majesty that is Cattober. The best show here with you Let's do it. Welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's installment. Boy, do we have a good show for you tonight. It's Cattober. Time to honor cats. Right, Mike? How you doing tonight? Doing good. Still flying high after that live show. What did we just hear? Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile from the album that they do together, which came out last week. Lot of Sea Lice, name of the album. Blue Cheese, the name of the song. It's on Matador Records. Matador. MatadorRecords.com. KV. KV's playing, KV and Courtney Barnett are playing the theater in Jersey City. Monday the 6th, November 6th. We gave a couple pairs of tickets out to it for the show. Can't wait. Can't wait. What's going on out there? Is Pat here? Not yet. Oh, this duty, I tell you. This guy was in duty. Dudio was MIA last week. Now he's saying that Pat's not here. I told him to get here. I tell you. Last week they ordered chicken, Dudio. Studio stunk like chicken. I'm looking forward to seeing Kurt and Courtney live. KV. KV loves Mike. I tell ya. Still gonna do what I can to get Mike, make sure Mike's not allowed at that show, though.
the Jersey City show. Gonna block him.
So, I want to tell you all the best show. We did live shows last Saturday night, the 20th anniversary of the Sharpling and Worcester Rock Rotten Rule First Call. And that was at the Murmur Theater in Brooklyn. Beautiful venue. What a night. Two shows. Sold both out. Great crowd. So much fun. Mike was in the show. Should have seen him. He came out. He did a soliloquy from Death of a Salesman. I tell you, Happy, I ain't selling these wristwatches the way I used to. Except he made it headshots. People don't need to buy headshots.
People don't need these headshots anymore, Pop. They got phones. They got pictures, digital.
They still need headshots. Happy. Death of a Salesman. Can you imagine watching that now? Oh, boy. What a drag. His name's Loman, get it? Yeah. And then the other son's name's Happy, get it? We get it. Who named it? Stan Lee? Stan Lee named the characters in this thing? This Death of a Salesman. Could you imagine? Gotta watch some ham up there. The trench coat thrown over his shoulder. Couldn't pay me to see that. But Mike did a beautiful soliloquy in both shows. People loved it. Who was in the show? Kevin Corrigan was in the show. Chris Gethard. AP Mike. Philly Boy Roy, Gary the Squirrel, Billy. You like Billy, Mike? Billy's Mike's favorite. It's because Billy likes you. You know who Billy doesn't like? Pat. Billy don't like Pat. So, we did the shows. People came from so far to see them. It was very flattering. There were people there from all over the country, from London. Those two fellas who called last week were there. They were nice guys. They actually came from London. Very exciting. Very, very great night. Great people. So thank you everybody who came out and saw the shows. Appreciate it so much. Thank you everybody who was a part of the shows in any capacity. It all added up to a great night, so thank you. Who's good here, Mike? One? Is this cat talk? Is there any non-cat talk? Everyone wants to talk about cats. Let's get into it. Best show, hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
Maggie.
Maggie?
Yeah.
M-A-G-G-I-E?
Yes.
How are you, Maggie?
Good.
Have you called before, Maggie?
I've never called before, no.
Well, I want to tell you then, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from? Where? What state do you live in, Maggie?
I live in Illinois.
In Illinois. It's a nice state, uh-huh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Maggie, do you know what tonight is on The Best Show?
Yes.
What is it?
Isn't it Cat-tober?
It is Cat-tober. Now, do you have a cat?
Yes.
What is your cat's name?
Biddle Bebop.
Little Bebop?
No, Biddle Bebop.
Biddle Bebop. And how did Biddle Bebop get that name?
Because we just came up with him it for him.
He looks like a Biddle Bebop?
Well, we call him Skittles or Biddles.
You call him Skittles or Biddles?
Yeah.
And how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how great is Biddle Bebop?
Super cute. And 10.
So it's a 10. Biddle Bebop gets a 10 for being a super cute, fun cat.
Wait, it depends. Is one good, bad, or?
One is the worst.
Okay, so definitely 10.
Yeah.
Either that or 100.
Or 100. You're saying your cat gets 10 times the amount that other cats get if they're the
yes.
best cat. Your cat's still 10 times better than anyone else's cat.
Yes.
Now, what do you and Biddle Bebop get up to, Maggie?
Well, mostly me chasing him, trying to pick him up, and he hissing at me.
And he hisses at you?
Yeah.
But then does he let you pick him up?
Sometimes.
But sometimes he don't?
Sometimes he doesn't.
And does Biddle Bebop ever chomp you?
Well, he doesn't really, like, chomp, but he sometimes nips.
He nips. All right. Now tell me about Biddle Bebop. Is Biddle Bebop nearby?
Yeah, he's, like, right next to me. Squirming away from my mom.
Because we have two categories tonight, Maggie. Best purr and best meow. Will mm-hmm. Biddle Bebop be participating in either of these?
Probably, if we can get him to.
If you can get him to. Well, that's the trick now. And does Biddle Bebop, do you sing funny songs about Biddle Bebop?
What?
Do you ever sing songs about Biddle Bebop? That's the other category I forgot. The songs you sing about your cat.
Sometimes.
What's a song you would sing about Biddle Bebop?
Can I have my brother sing it for you?
What?
Sing a song about Biddle Bebop.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay, sing one. He's the cutest. He meows and he doesn't bark, and he's orange and furry, and he doesn't go to the park.
So he doesn't bark and he doesn't go to the park.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's a pretty good song, Maggie.
No, this is her brother, Emmett.
Emmett? No,
he's
this
awesome.
Is. Wait, who am I talking to now?
Me.
Yeah, who's me?
Emmett.
Emmett. This isn't Maggie?
No.
Are you older or younger than Maggie, Emmett?
Older.
And are yeah. you a fan of Biddle Bebop also?
Yeah.
Does Biddle Bebop ever chomp you?
No.
No? Ever give you that side eye?
Yeah.
And what voice do you picture Biddle Bebop talks in when he gives you that side eye? How do you think his voice sounds for what he's thinking?
I'm watching you.
Well, that's creepy. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a good cat, though, right? Scale of 1 to 10, Emmett. What do you give Biddle Bebop?
A 10.
A 10. All right. Well, the song has been entered into the contest, and the name Biddle Bebop is entered into the contest. We will see if you win. Listen to the end of the show and find out.
Want to listen to my sister again?
Sure, I'll say goodbye. I'll say goodbye to you, Emmett, and now I'll say goodbye to your sister if you hand her the phone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Here's Maggie. Hello, I haven't seen you in such a long time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But we're back again. Well, yes. Maggie, I want to say to you, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And let's see if where Biddle Bebop comes in at the end of the show.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night.
Biddle Bebop meow.
No, not meowing?
Staring at the dog.
I'm going to say this. I don't want anybody pulling your cat's tail to get him to meow. Everybody, you got to get their... It's got to be nice.
Meow!
No, that's not the cat. That's you.
No, it's definitely Biddle Bebop.
Oh, wait, I'm talking to Biddle Bebop now?
Yes!
Okay. What's up, Biddle Bebop?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? But those dumb owners of yours don't feed you, right?
Well, they do feed me, but I'm usually hungry, and I don't like that wet food they give me.
What? What was that?
I don't like the wet food they give me.
You don't like the wet food they give you? Well, it's probably because they're cheap. They buy the cheap stuff, right, Biddle Bebop?
I want only the finest.
Yes. It's too bad, Biddle Bebop. Look, Biddle Bebop, between me and you, you can admit it. Your owners are kind of stupid, right? You can say it.
Sorry, my cat translator is going out of battery. I shall now go back to meowing. Meow.
Okay, on that note, have a great night.
Meow.
Okay. Meow. Right back at you. Meow. Okay. That was a great call. The cat translator. I didn't know about that. I like cats. I had a cat when I was a kid. You guys gonna order pizza?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can try. What is it, an obstacle course? Don't. I believe in you. I'm pretty sure you can pull it off. I believe in you, Pat. You can figure out a pizza. What's that, Mike? Yeah. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
You are speaking to Quentin from Los Angeles.
Quentin from Los Angeles. What's up, Quentin?
Not much. Just listening to the show, thinking about cats, as it is Cattober. Wanted to call up and tell you about my cats.
Now, let me see. How many cats you got there, Quentin?
Okay, so I have a total of 4.
Okay. What are their names?
So, we have Molly, who's the only female, and she's kind of like the mama cat.
Okay.
She's an indoor-outdoor. Then we have 2 kittens that were abandoned because one of them has a nub foot and is the runt of the litter.
No.
And the other one's head was stuck in a chair, so I guess the mom just left them behind.
And what's that cat's name?
The one with his head stuck in a chair, that's Lewin, named after Lewin Davis. And then Nubfoot, he's Graham, after Graham Chapman, because he's kind of the same color that Graham Chapman's hair was.
Okay. It's like a blonde, like a sandy-colored cat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so finally, my cat, my good buddy, I've named him Danzig.
All right. That makes and, the list. Danzig makes the list.
Let me sweeten it, because there's actually a pretty fantastic backstory to Danzig that makes it the name make even more sense. So, obviously, he's all black.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually, I rescued him from a shelter that was about to put him down.
Ooh.
He was a failed a breeder who bred Bombay cats, which are like a designer all-black cat.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, you need to breed them with normal cats, because otherwise they, you know, get a lot of health problems. So he gave up a box of all these unfit, I guess, cats, and he was the only one that didn't get adopted, and they were going to put him down on Halloween of 2013.
Wow. Okay. And you got him.
Yeah, I got him, and seeing as he's an all-black cat and the Halloween backstory, I saw it only fitting to name him after the cat-fancying Prince of Darkness himself.
Sure. Well, I got something to say, right?
Bah, bah.
Yep. I want some cat food today. And I will be happy if it's moist or dry, right?
Yeah, he's not picky.
Do you sing songs to your cat?
Yeah, I have one. I used to sing it to him when we first got him because he had been a shelter cat. He had really bad balance because his cage was so small. And he was very easily scared. So I would sing a song to him when I get frustrated with him, to kind of relieve stress. And I never thought anybody would know this besides my wife, but
that's all right.
Here it goes. Set to the tune of Mr. Sandman.
All right.
So, it goes, Mr. Danzig, you're such a jerk. I'd like to throw you up to sleep on the curb to make friends with mices and fleas. Mr. Danzig, be nice to me. Please.
I get there's some you love the cat, you just wish he'd stop being so jerky.
Yeah, and I mean eventually he did, and now he's super friendly and he's my good buddy. I sent you a tweet of him sleeping earlier today.
Okay. I wonder if anybody out there would name their cat AP Mike. Right?
If I got another cat, I actually have talked about this with my wife Amy.
Yeah,
we've discussed naming a cat AP Mike.
What do you think about that, Mike? Mike says it would be an honor.
All right. Well, if and when it happens, I'll let you guys know.
All right. I love it. All right. Look, your cat Quentin, your cat Danzig is in the running for best cat name.
Oh joy!
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Best show, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Annie from Elgin, Illinois.
Annie, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling at home. With my cats.
Well, tell me about these cats, Annie.
I have two cats. One of them is an orange tabby. He's 6 years old, and his name is Mosif, like Joseph, but with an M.
Okay.
And then the other cat, he's 2 years old, and he's like a little white cat with like silver ears.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Lord Kensington.
Lord Kensington.
Yeah.
Very formal. I'll put Lord Kensington into the running here.
Cool.
We have a couple contests tonight, Annie. If we could hear your cat purr, if we could hear your cat meow, or hear you sing a song about your cat.
Well, I'm not too good of a singer. My one cat can kind of meow pretty loud.
Well, can we hear it?
Yeah, let me get him. One second.
All right.
Okay, Kensington.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Did you hear him?
I did. Can you do it again?
Oh, again? One second.
Try.
He might actually hit. Oh, he's kind of mad.
Okay. Well, Kensington, Lord Kensington did very well.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Lord Kensington is in the running for the meow.
Oh, awesome. Let me see if I can get Moses, because he actually purrs really loud.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's usually really quiet, but when he purrs, he's super loud. But, I'm not sure if he's going to do it. Okay, Mo. Come on, Moses. Yeah, he's not having it.
All right. That's our cat's role.
Yeah, he's a little old fella.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got two great cats, Annie.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Well, you have a nice night. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Cats. Everybody loves cats. Well, not everybody loves cats. I had a cat when I was a kid. Chucky was his name. Chucky. That cat ruled. The nasty dude. We, as kids, there were stray cats in the neighborhood, and then we fed the stray cats. And then next thing you know, basement window. Literally, this cat broke one of the panels on the basement window. One of those basement windows that you flip up. It's like a, you know, 1x2 basement window. Cat literally smashed one of the panes out with his head to get in the house. He wanted more food. Cat does that. Yeah, you're with the family. Chucky, good cat. Boop 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 boop. Basho, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Bonnie from Georgia.
Bonnie from Georgia. It's been so long since we've spoken.
It's been many a year.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Cattober.
The most exciting month and a most exciting evening.
Do you have a cat, Bonnie?
Unfortunately, I do not at the moment, only because of our apartment regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a cat relative, so to speak.
Okay.
And the cat is named Eleanor, and she is my mom's cat.
Okay.
And she has been deemed my sister.
Yes, this cat is your sister.
Yes. And I have a brother. I have two brothers and another sister. And Eleanor has joined my siblings. So now instead of four of us, there's five of us. And it would be fine if she was just a kind of a casual cat, you know, just a pet. But my mom is one of those people that takes it to like another level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I go over to her house, if I don't say anything to Eleanor, then my mom's always like, you know, say hello to your sister. So I have to say hi, Eleanor. And but I think what makes it so bad is that she's a really gross cat. She's like super beautiful. She's a beautiful cat.
Uh-huh.
but she's also like really gross because she's really lazy and she is fat, and so she can't really clean herself very well.
Okay.
So she's kind of like I think of like I don't know, like the old, like an old overfed, like monarch or something.
Sure. So this cat, so your cat, well, does your mother, is your mother aware that her cat has some hygiene issues?
She is, and she actually will, clean Eleanor.
Yeah, let's, I don't want to talk.
So she trims the unclean areas and, cleans her. I won't go into the, it's kind of gross, but you get the idea.
Yeah,
but,
I do. It's rough.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Your mother loves that cat.
She did. I mean, she had somebody who painted a picture of the cat for her. It's an original painting. It hangs in her bedroom.
Why don't you get her a portrait of you, your other siblings, and Eleanor?
Oh, you know, I think she might cry if she got that.
Well, wouldn't that be the greatest gift then?
It would. And you know what? It might make her like me more than Eleanor.
That's
a really slim chance.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Bonnie, I'm not going to say that's the gift you got to get your mom, but I think that's the gift you got to get your mom.
And, you know, Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, maybe,
thank you.
Maybe get this artist to make the cat look a little weird, right?
Yeah, like the
cross-eyed.
Weird. Like have his tongue hanging out or something.
Just to kind of, like, start to differentiate you from... Maybe make the cat look extra small compared to you. That way your mom will be like, you're right. Maybe have like a ray of light around you, right? Just something to change your image in your mom's eyes.
Have you seen the old, there are some old paintings, of cats incorporated into portraits, and the cats, faces like are all weird. They're like Renaissance paintings, I think. But the cats, like, have weird human faces.
No.
And it's like, did the artist ever really see a cat? I don't know.
I don't want to see
Maybe I could take a cue from that.
I don't want to see these paintings at all. No.
they're kind of bizarre.
Well, Bonnie, it sounds like you and Eleanor, it's you and you versus Eleanor for your mom's affection.
Yeah. Rough battle.
Then when she opens that present, you say, oh, what did you get? You say, oh, Eleanor, what did you get, Mom, for Christmas? Oh, nothing. Okay.
It could backfire, though, because then my mom would be like, hey, stop picking on Eleanor. Why are you being so mean to Eleanor? So maybe I should just be quiet and just, you know, let the gift speak for itself.
Just let the gift speak for itself, then.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Bonnie. I got full phones tonight. Hot phones.
I'm sure. Cats are wondrous creatures.
Cats are like the new... They're like what fidget spinners are now is what cats
are for eternity.
Cats are like the fidget spinners of eternity.
Yeah. I get that into a bumper sticker. My mom would like that.
Yeah. Well, if your mom puts cats are like the fidget spinners of eternity... on the car, I will give you a prize. You, your mom, and Eleanor.
I hope it's an original art piece.
We'll see. All right. You have a great night, Bonnie.
You too. Good talking to you.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Cole in Boise.
Hey, Cole. How are you?
Good. I was just able to tune in a few minutes ago. I'll tell you, it's bringing up some good and some bad memories. I had to, my cat of many years, went to kitty heaven recently.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. His name was, Kevin Cronin's Oreo Speedwagon.
What was the name of the cat?
Kevin Cronin's Oreo Speedwagon.
Kevin Cronin's REO Speedwagon.
Yes, yeah.
That's some name for a cat.
It is, it is. Hey, I know it's Cattober. When is he going to be on, do you think?
Who?
Lee Rocker.
Oh, no, it's not that kind of cat. We're not talking about the stray cats.
Oh, okay. How about Peter Criss?
No, Peter Criss, it's not that kind of Cattober.
Because he'd do it. He seems like he'd be up for anything.
It seems like he would be up for anything and then would moan about it.
You think he'd complain?
I do. I think Peter Criss would do it, but would also let you know he was doing it.
That's true. I think you're right. Yeah, he'd be kind of moaning while doing.
Yes, while showing up literally anywhere he was invited to.
Yes. Hey, I have a question. Circling back to last week's show, you mentioned a Bruce Springsteen song called I Ain't Got No Job.
Uh-huh.
What album is that on?
I believe it was on Human Touch.
It is, okay. I have to write that down because I want to get that. It sounds, although you didn't really play it or describe the music, it sounds like a cool song. Human Touch?
Human Touch.
That was the record he put out the same day as another one, right?
Lucky Town.
I wish that trend had continued.
Where it's just like, we've got so much music.
Yes.
Here's all of it.
And a CD, I think back then a CD was like 78 minutes?
Yeah. So
I got enough for at least two 78-minute CDs.
Yeah.
And you need to hear all of it.
Yeah, so basically at that point, Bruce Springsteen was saying, I think it's time to give people 2.5 hours of new music.
They love my 4-hour shows. Maybe they'll like 2.5 hours of new music that I won't play again, probably.
Yeah, that has none of the musicians on it that they like hearing me play with, either.
True.
Yeah.
Oh.
The boss.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh.
What's wrong, Cole?
Oh.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm just a little banged up. I have to spend the night in the jail hospital, so that's kind of a bummer. But on the positive, it's given me time to read this cool book I got at a truck stop called The Basketball Diaries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the erotic fair I've come to enjoy in my older years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Basketball Diaries.
Yes.
You sure it's not diaries?
I'm sure, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Carol James wrote this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's so you're in the hospital right now, Cole?
No, I'm in the jail hospital.
The jail hospital.
Yes, yeah.
Is that like a hospital in a jail?
Ooh, check out the big brain on Tom.
Oh, okay.
You know that's from, right?
Yeah, that's from
Four Rooms.
I don't think it's from Four Rooms.
What?
No, I think that's from Pulp Fiction.
No, it's not. It's Four Rooms. It's a Quentin Tarantino joint.
Yeah, oh, that's... Yeah, but that was a thing he did one scene for.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's from Pulp Fiction. Check out the big brain on... What was the name?
Brad.
Brad.
Yes, and then he says... He yells at the kid on the couch. He goes, "Hey, you men at work, don't get up."
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Men at work.
Right?
I thought it was like Flock of Seagulls.
What? No!
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. We could argue it all night, I guess. Yeah.
No. Well, Cole, what I would like to know about is why are you in a jail hospital right now?
You know how it goes. I got into one of those reverse duel situations.
Uh-huh. No, I don't actually know what that... What is a reverse duel situation?
Well, you know the film Duel? I guess it was actually a TV movie of the week. I didn't realize that.
It was, yes. The one, the Steven Spielberg.
Yes, yeah. You know how in that movie, Dennis Weaver, he's being chased by this insane big rig trucker?
Uh-huh.
Well, my sitch was the exact opposite.
Okay.
There was this giant 18-wheeler, and he cut me off as I was getting on the Newbridge Turnpike, and I blew a gasket. And so we shot each other the bird a few times, and by that point it was on. And I was so livid. I wanted to turn that truck into a car wash in a car wash.
You wanted
I chased his ass good.
Okay. But wait, you said you were calling from Boise.
Yes, yes. It was quite a long, flagrant reverse duel. And by the end of it, I didn't even have a front of a car left. It was so intense.
You didn't have a front of a car left. Why? Because were you ramming the truck with your car?
I was, yes, and I was ramming it continuously.
A tractor trailer?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. For how long?
I don't know. 8 days? Why?
You rammed a tractor trailer with your car for 8 straight days?
Yes.
Well, the guy driving the truck must have been livid.
Sexist much? Maybe it was a female truck driver. Ever think about that?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a fair point. But, okay, you're 100% right. Was it a female truck driver?
No. And he wasn't livid because the truck was so big that he couldn't even feel me smashing into him at all.
Sure. Yeah, so it was completely one-sided.
Yeah, and, well, you know, and it all came to a head in a Boise truck stop greasy spoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume if you're in the jailspital in Boise that he must have won whatever fight you were having.
No. No, I gave just as good as I got.
Uh-huh. Did you?
No, I got way worse than I gave. And you know, as a matter of fact, I barely got to give anything because those truckers, I'll tell you, man, they band together and they go ape-ass hit on anyone who comes at one of their own. It's really something. Like law of the jungle.
Like truckers sticking up for each other.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah. They got their hats, you know, and they all turn the cap around at the same time, you know, when they go in on the prowl.
Like here goes the, like in the Stallone movie.
Yes.
When he would spin his hat backwards.
Arm Wrestling Mania. Is that what it was called, that movie?
No, it was called Over the Top. The arm wrestling movie.
I think you're thinking of Over the Edge, where that kid, who's the only kid born after 1940 who's named Claude, says, "I'm flashing bad."
That's
Over the Edge.
No, it's Over the Top as a okay. Stallone. Sylvester Stallone was not in Over the Edge.
He might have been, though. No, he wasn't.
What?
He is in, what's the Woody Allen film?
The Woody Allen.
He plays a tough guy on a subway. It's the same movie where Woody Allen is at that newsstand and he's trying to secretly, you know, stealthily buy like a Playboy or like a porn mag. And he sneaks up the front counter and the old man behind the counter goes, Rick, how much is orgasm? Remember that?
I do remember that. That's Bananas.
That's a good scene.
Bananas is the movie.
Oh, I love Bananas.
Yeah.
I cannot suck anyone's leg who I'm not engaged to. Remember that line?
That's right, yes.
I like it all.
Yeah.
I tell you, I haven't seen a movie of his in probably 15 years, though.
Yeah, not for me anymore.
No way, no day.
No. Too much creep juice all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got it. Pretty bad, huh?
I did, yes, and so that's why I lay here in a Boise jail, you know, legs broken and up on multiple charges of flagrance.
Uh-huh, of flagrant what?
No, just flagrance. It's this weird catch-all charge they have out here that they use to put you in jail, and then they ship you over to the Orida plant to make tater tots.
They ship you to the okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, this is between you and me.
Yeah.
It's the last true American gulag.
The tater tot?
Yeah.
Plant?
Yeah. It's where all the people that are, I'm using those cool air quotes, missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they all ended up. Like Amelia Earhart, who else? Jimmy Hoffa, D.B. Cooper, Izzy Stradlin. They're all making tots, Tom.
They're all making tater tots.
Yep.
But as far as the rest of the world knows, they're just gone.
Yep.
And they're just, wow, I wouldn't think that there was a need. I didn't think tater tots would have been popular back in Amelia Earhart's day, but.
It's kept her alive. It's pretty, that's an interesting part of it. She's still doing it.
She's still making tater tots.
Yep. You know how old she is?
How old?
120.
And she's still making tater tots.
Yeah.
Well, God bless her.
That's what I was going to say. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. Still making those tots.
That's right. Yeah. I tell you, the worst thing about being cooped up here is that it's really messed up my training for the Newbridge Marathon.
The Newbridge Marathon. You're running the Newbridge Marathon?
Well, I was, you know, but not with these mangled appendages, you know. And have you seen the course this year?
No.
It's, oh my God, it's so much tougher than the last few years. They're rooting it right through Newbridge Forest and then into Newbridge Jungle. It's brutal.
Oh, that sounds really tough.
You're telling me. Wow. You know, it's interesting because they caught the doodle boop that was terrorizing everybody for years in there. But now they've discovered this, oh my God, this weird lumbering missing link that they've really yet to identify, and this thing is horrifying.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It has all the characteristics of like a half animal part party machine.
Yeah.
But it wears what appears to be it's like a black Fred Perry shirt. And it's so scary that how we laugh at things that we're terrified of.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I know.
Yeah. So let me just kind of regroup for a second and
get the fear out, Cole.
I'm trying, yeah.
Just get that terror out.
Yeah.
You're scared. Say what you got to say.
Okay. Well, this thing, it also carries a venti iced coffee.
Yeah.
And a worn copy of something called the Prague Rock Encyclopedia.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, I do see what's going on here. Yeah. Okay. I get it. I was actually out there in the forest last week picking mushrooms. Very funny.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Seriously, but I've seen the footage of this thing, and it's shocking. And from what I read today, the scientists have named it Sharplicus for reasons I am really not sure of.
Oh, your reasons you're not sure of.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I get what you're going for here, Cole.
Okay.
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, but I'm stuck in this bed, and I just have to. It's like, oh, Cole, will you ever learn? You know.
Yeah.
I do things that I don't think before I do them, and
that's
on me, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Your temper gets away from you.
It does, yeah.
And next thing you turn around, you're laid up in a jail hospital.
Very far from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, I gotta hang up before Nurse Ratched sees me talking.
Uh-huh.
That's really her name.
At the jail hospital?
Yes, it's just spelled differently than the one in the movie.
Uh-huh.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
You know, I'll leave you with a not-so-fun fact.
What's that?
It was a woman truck driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
she stomped me good, Tom. Stomped me real good. Right in the old butter beans.
Yeah, you got it, huh? Oh, okay. Well, there he goes. Cole, rest up. Get back. Who's out there, Mike? Do we have guests? Who should I bring in? Did Pat order pizza, first of all? Still trying. Is that the pizza? Maybe the pizzeria is calling. I hear the phone ring.
Why don't you send in, send my friend Jeff in, please. If you wouldn't mind. And then, my friend, Marcia, if you wouldn't mind, please. How about that? Meanwhile, I'm going back to the phones. Best Show, hi.
Hey, this is Dan from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Dan?
Well, I thought the need to call in because I have three black cats, and it seems like a, you know, good reason to call.
Yes, it is. Where are you calling from, Dan?
From Washington, D.C.
And you got these cats? What are your cats' names?
Well, I have... Harold.
Harold.
I have Alfred.
Alfred.
And I have a certain cat named Count, whose given name is Count Violence.
Okay. Count Violence.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it does. What is that from?
The World's Naturalist episode.
That's right. The hit song. The hit Ted Leo and the Pharmacist.
If only it was
song.
Actually played as well as it should be played.
Yes, that's right. That was one of the, that's Marty. It's Count Violence.
Yeah, Marty Violence is cat name, I guess.
So Marty, Marty in his cat form is
exactly.
Count Violence. So which
yes,
of these?
He lives up to his name.
And this is a violent cat?
He embodies multitudes, so he is both the most loving and the most insane cat. He's actually biting me at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah, he's all over the place.
So when you play with this, which of these cats would be the most likely to perform tonight?
You know, I guess we could attempt to get a meow out of Alfred, who is the most vocal of them. Count, again, is slashing me, but that doesn't really translate so well into audio.
Yeah, hearing your cat slash you is not...
No, the rending of fabric is not really all that exciting. All right.
You'll
hold.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
It's really amazing how they don't actually perform.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Okay.
We're doing our best.
Look, you tried. That didn't come through.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Hello.
Okay, well...
Okay.
No. I think they know that they're on international radio and they're just not going to participate.
Look,
where the cat.
Look, don't worry. You tried. Cat just didn't want to do its thing.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
Yeah. Look, you tried,
well,
my friend.
We've all done our best. I guess
that's all we can
good.
Do. That's the thing with
Having
cats.
Have a fine evening to you.
They're uncontrollable. You can't control no cat, right?
You can't. You can't at all. They do their thing.
They're still going to do their thing. All right, thanks.
They're eating chicken, so that's something.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Ben, the mail carrier.
Ben, the mail Portland. Carrier. Where are you from? Portland, right?
Portland, Oregon, yeah.
What's up, Ben?
I got a couple cats for you.
Okay. Tell me about these cats.
I've got a CC. They're both shelter cats.
Okay.
CC, she was what they called a cherry blossom cat.
And why is
that? I think she has some social issues. She's very shy. She likes me a lot, but she's very shy, and she meows and growls a lot.
Okay.
Then I got another one named Party Girl, and she's got two club feet, missing some toes.
Oh.
White cat. She's very sweet, very hungry all the time. She's got a great purr.
Pretty cool so, cat, though, right?
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Are we going to hear the purr? Are we going to hear this legendary purr tonight?
Yeah, I think we can. I just had to chase her down and take a crab puff out of her mouth because she was stealing my Thai food.
Crab puff?
Yeah, she was trying to eat my crab puffs.
I don't know. That sounds like some kind of household you're running over there. Cats running around with crab puffs. You sure it's a cat?
Yes. And I caught her one time. She had her, she was neck deep in a bag of dry, uncooked rice.
Neck deep? Yeah, like almost, almost about to like, you're almost about to like say goodbye to that cat.
Yeah, I just, I opened the cabinet and there she was with her head in a bag of rice. Rice falling out of her mouth.
Now, just tell me, you did not cook that rice up and eat it yourself, did you? Please say no. Even if you did,
no.
Say no. But look, even
no.
If I told you to say, even if you did and still you said no because I said say no, did you do it?
Yeah, maybe some of it. Not the stuff that fell out of her mouth, though.
Oh, but just the stuff that was all over her fur.
No. I let that stay. She can keep that. She earned it.
But what did you cook up?
Just what was left in the bag. I'm not going to throw away a whole bag of rice because my cat stuck her head in there.
Wait, she stuck her head in or her whole body?
She stuck her head in the bag.
Oh, see, I thought it was the other way. I thought you looked in the cat's hole. The cat was, like, submerged in the rice.
Oh, with her head sticking out?
Yeah.
No. That would be odd.
Yeah,
odder than
that's fair. Okay. That's fair. I could be. You kind of just scrape off the top that the cat touched.
Yeah.
The rest is still uncatified, right?
Yeah. Untainted.
Yes. So what else?
Do you want to hear these?
Yeah.
These meows.
Let's hear them.
All right. And now I'm not hurting her. She just meows. She's kind of crazy, so she meows and growls a lot. I'm not yanking on her tail. I'm just petting her.
I believe you.
All right.
Now, which cat is that? Oh, my goodness. Again, you're sure that's a cat? I don't know. You sure that's a cat?
Yes, that's a cat.
What's your name again? I'm so sorry.
Ben.
Ben, that's for Ben the mail carrier, of course.
Yes.
Ben, which cat was that?
That was Cece.
That's Cece. Well, guess what? Cece's in the lead for the meowing. Even though that's not meowing, that sounded like a broken garbage disposal.
You hear that, CC? You're winning.
Well, that was amazing. I think your cat might have won on that one. Answering.
So she's very grateful.
Well, Ben, that is... Okay.
All right, I think I can get a purr out of a party girl.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Probably downstairs eating all my Thai food.
Yeah, or your crab puffs, right?
Yeah, the crab puffs are gone.
Get away from my puffs.
Party girl.
Party girl.
You get any purrs? Can you hear those?
I heard that. That's very good.
Thanks. She's licking the phone right now. Not lying.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
good cat.
Ben, you potentially could have an award-winning household of cats. Your cats could be the... This could be the Titanic of cat evenings. The Oscars.
Oh, man.
Right?
That would be great, you know. As long as more money's going to animal shelters, I'm happy.
Yes.
Get some more cats saved.
All right, Ben. This is great. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Have a good night.
Best show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
Genevieve again.
Who's this again?
Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Genevieve?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
Mooresville, Cherry Grove.
What? What state?
I'm in Mooresville, North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. All right. Chippy Grove in North Carolina. So what's going on? What? Tell me about
Cherry Grove.
What do you got? You have a cat, Genevieve?
We have four cats.
Four cats. What are these cats named?
Suki, Judo, Lynxy, and Cece. One passed away a couple months ago, and we just got two new kittens. And those are Suki and Judo.
Suki and Judo.
Mm-hmm.
And Cece.
Cece and Lynxy.
And Lynxy. Now, of these cats, do you have any songs about any of them, Genevieve? Did you sing to them?
Well, I have one. But one was very embarrassing, and I do not want to sing it in front of anyone.
You don't have to, then. Is there a less embarrassing one?
No.
Okay. All right. You sure you don't want to do a song, a cat song?
Well, I haven't made one up yet, so I just have to think about a song.
You don't worry about it, then. How about, do any of these cats meow loudly?
Usually Suki and Judo do.
Can you command them to meow? We can hear it?
Yeah.
Let's try that. Why don't we try that?
And they also purr very loudly, too.
Okay. Well, whichever one. Let's go for meows first, and then we'll go to purrs.
Mm-hmm. So... So are you talking about loudest to not loudest? Or?
Sure. Who do you think would be loud right now if you tried to get them to meow?
Maybe Suki.
Then maybe let's try Suki then.
Okay. Did you hear it?
I did hear that. That was a good meow, right?
And now she's purring.
Let's hear the purring.
Well, she meowed again.
Which cat is that, Suki?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Suki.
That's very good. How about them purring?
Well, she just ran away now.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, Genevieve? Suki did such a good job purring, that's enough. You did a great job. So what kind of trouble do you and your cats get into? What kind of mischief do you and the cats get into?
Well, sometimes when they're laying on their bellies, I put my foot in their belly or my hand, and they start biting my hand or my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to roll on the ground with them.
And they horse around with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Well, Genevieve, let's see what happens at the end of the show. Maybe you'll win. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a good night. I'm going to take a couple more calls now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Let me say hi to my friend Jeff first. Jeff, you want to slide that in front of your mouth there?
Sure.
There like you this. Go. Just like that.
Hello?
This is Jeff Owens, who does all of the Best Show artwork. How are you, Jeff?
Good, good. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming by. It's exciting. You were up in town. You saw the live shows over the weekend.
Both.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And this guy, I'm going to tell you right now, is one of the most talented dudes. He does all the, he did the Best Show, all the artwork over at thebestshow.net. That's all Jeff. That's all Jeff. And where can people check your stuff out?
I'm on Instagram at MyMetalHand.
MyMetalHand. And then you have a store also.
Right, that links to my store, which is okay. MyMetalHand.com.
Okay, and people can look at all.
Trademarked.
It is trademarked, so don't even try it. Right? Right? You'll find yourself in some sort of trademark court.
Right, deep.
Jeff will be there.
With the metal hand.
With his metal to prove that he has a metal hand. And then you're going to leave. They're going to turn you upside down and shake your pockets out. Right in the courtroom. Everything's going to fall out. Look, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the show, Jeff. Invaluable.
It's a privilege.
Well, it's my privilege to have you doing this stuff. You know what you did, Jeff? You set the look for the show when it came back. You set the look and the aesthetic of it. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. It's amazing to get the call.
It's a
calling.
You know which picture did it for me? Was your Wonder Woman, your Jackie O Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I got the Super Friends era Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The hair was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the glasses on.
Yeah, the big Jackie O glasses.
Sunglasses, yeah.
Yeah. You have a cat?
Well, I have a departed, Mr. Kid.
Mr. Kid.
Yeah, the kid.
The kid.
Yes.
So it's like Jeff and the kid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he was more like a roommate.
Okay.
Than a pet, but he was a good boy. I miss him.
One thing I'm noticing, every one of these stories ends up with somebody getting bit or scratched. Yeah, I put my foot on my cat bites it. Yeah, I pet my cat hisses and scratches. Look, that's the eternal conundrum with cats.
Yeah.
They need you, but they don't let you know they need you.
Well, they're a little independent, too.
Yeah. Dogs let you know they need you. Dogs will say, I need you.
Yeah.
Cats are just like, eh, I don't need you. But then you're just like, well, who's going to feed you then? They're like, eh, someone else, if you won't, someone else will. And then you're just like, you sure about that? And like, yeah, I dare you not to feed me.
Yeah, my kid worked the neighborhood for a while. He was loose, so he was pretending to be homeless to about... Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 households, I think.
So he would just come home stuffed.
Complete racket, yes, yes. And act like he was starving.
But he was an indoor-outdoor cat?
Yeah, well, he was a stray, and I kind of gradually adopted him. So,
okay.
Yeah, he was kind of a full-grown con man cat.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, hopefully you, in the spirit of Mr. Kid, you pull the trigger on another cat soon.
Yeah.
How are we doing on that pizza? On the way. Is everybody going to be happy? Because there's a lot of people here. Everybody except Marcia. Marcia's not going to be happy. Nah, she's got 4 pounds of salad out there. We'll talk to Marcia in a minute. Who's on 5, Mike?
Little Bub.
What's that? All right, let's do this. My friend Marcia is here. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Slide that mic in front of your face. Down. Over. All right, now this is your friend, Little Bub, right?
Yes. Hello.
Hold on. There we go.
Hi.
Hi. Let's bring Besho. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi, this is Tom. To whom am I speaking?
Tom, hello. This is Mike.
Mike, how are you tonight, Mike?
Doing pretty well. How's it going over there?
It's going good. Tonight, here on The Best Show, it's a once-a-year phenomenon. Cattober!
That's sweet.
And we honor cats tonight. We do Dog-cember and Cat-tober. And you, Mike, are the care. What would you call yourself?
Well, I'm definitely not a cat, but I have a cat named Bub. She's real special. So I guess I call myself a dude.
Okay, you're a
dude. I'm a dude. Yeah.
And you've got Lil Bub, who is a superstar cat.
Right? Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, she's a lot of things, but one of the things is definitely superstar.
Yes, and Lil Bub is a super, is like an internet phenom. When did Lil Bub catch fire? And everybody was like, tell me more about this cat, Mike.
Well, I hope she never catches fire, but,
no, of course not. It's a phrase, you know that.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird story. I never planned for it to happen, but it happened. Like over 5 years ago, I think now, where, you know, she's real special and I was enamored with her, like to like an alarming degree, as were a lot of my friends. And so if some friends were like, you should start a blog, something I'd never done before.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2011 or something like that. And, so I started the Bublog.
Okay.
I was proud of that name. I just thought it was clever. It was one word, Bublog. Coined her the most amazing creature on the planet and just shared these photos with friends. And friends told friends because really she's mind-blowing, this cat. She's one in a billion and she's real special. And so before I knew it, there were all these people, she had like this cult-like following and I thought it was real funny. And as it kind of went along, you know, I just kind of created a story around her and then eventually one of her photos went viral, as they say, sometime like April of 2012, I believe this happened. And that was a long time ago. And since then, we've done a lot of crazy stuff that I never thought we'd do.
Yeah, because Lil Bub, for people who don't know, first of all, where do people go find out about Lil Bub if they want to find more out about her?
The very best place is just littlebub.com/about.
And it's LILBUB.
Yeah. And that's B as in boy, U as in umbrella, B as in boy. It's not Lil Bob.
No.
No.
Not Lil Bob, Lil Bub.
That's right. And Bub's a girl.
Yes. And because Lil Bub is a cat who is like, what are some of the things Lil Bub is dealing with? She's a perma kitten? Is that what you call it?
That's what I called it at first, using limited research that I had available to me when she first stumbled into my lap. But there's been a lot. We've discovered a lot about her since then. Most specifically, she has a very rare bone condition. She's the only cat in recorded history to have been diagnosed with osteopetrosis from birth.
Okay.
There's been like four other cats that have been diagnosed with it in their old age. There's very little known about it. So it's sort of the opposite of osteoporosis. It's also known as stone bone disease. And her bones just basically are, they grow really thick and dense. So like in her x-ray, you can't even see a marrow cavity in there. Mm-hmm. And it's also what stunted her growth. Now, this whole permakitten thing is something I found on a website called Wikipedia. I think it's on the internet. And that's what I thought it was. She may still have this condition. It was like a subset of dwarfism in cats.
Permakitten. Okay.
But she has osteopetrosis. Now, thankfully, she appears to have this specific type of osteopetrosis that's the least dangerous. So it hasn't gotten worse, really, mm-hmm. since she's been about 1 year old. And that might be due to some treatment or due to all the positive energy she gets from around the world every day, whatever it may be. But she's 6 years old now. She's very healthy. Happy cat. I mean, she's a special needs cat. There's a lot that goes into taking care of Bub, but her demeanor, her quality of life is excellent.
That's awesome. And Lil Bub has done, you and Lil Bub have raised a lot of money to help other animals.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of what we do. From the start, it was kind of like, you know, Bub's one of five of my cats. Okay. And she's the most recent one, I guess you could say, sort of. And all my cats have been like, have been feral rescues, actually. And, mm-hmm. and not on purpose. I've never gone out to find a cat. They all just kind of show up and.
Sure.
And they become a part of my family, Bub included, sort of. So, so when she got famous, it was like, you know, I didn't expect for it to happen. It wasn't something I planned for. So I wanted for there to be a purpose, and I thought there was a purpose. I was saying, you know, why is this happening? This is insane. So from the beginning, we've always had a message of awareness, and, you know, we had Bub t-shirts actually before she was famous, because she was like a faux famous in our local community here in Bloomington as like a joke, sort of, because we were also into her, and my buddy designed a t-shirt of her. But then she went viral, like, after we made the shirt, and all these people wanted this shirt, and then I opened the store because people kept asking for more stuff. And so there was money coming in, and I thought, well, what am I going to do with this money? And I started donating it to our local shelter. And those things got crazier, and people from around the world are donating money. I realized that I wasn't an expert on where this money should go. And so we started Little Bub's Big Fund with the ASPCA, the first national fund for special needs pets. And, to date, the big fund has awarded over $350,000.
Wow.
to shelters nationwide. And then on top of that, we've raised another about $200,000 directly for shelters. So she does a good job of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I never planned on doing this kind of stuff, but.
No.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know, and then suddenly you're there.
Yeah.
And you and Lil Bub are raising mountains of money.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, Mike, it's Marcia. Hi.
Marcia, hey.
Hey. I had a story to tell you. The way I found out about Little Bub was actually because of The Best Show. A friend of The Best Show named Julie Klausner. And I was talking to Julie about this over the weekend. Julie was at the Minneapolis Film Festival, the Feline Film Festival. Do you remember her there? She opened.
I do. I think didn't she? She may have introduced us or something.
Yeah,
on stage.
I believe that's where Bub and Grumpy Cat met.
Oh yeah, that's also where I met my wife.
Oh yes,
in the same room.
Oh, that was a day for meetings.
Yeah,
and it was a weird day. Yeah.
Yeah, but Julie introduced me to Lil Bub, so I've been a fan.
And that's when you met Bub. That's when you found out about Bub.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're super, Marcia. You're super into Lil Bub.
Yeah, you could say that.
You're wearing the shirt right now.
Wearing the shirt. I have the hoodie out there.
Okay.
Little Bub next to me.
Well, it's not literally Little Bub. Mike would wait.
It's a plush.
She does teleport, so it could happen.
Well, that...
Yes.
I gotta say, if this cat teleports, you're kind of burying the lead a little bit. You're talking about the cat does the money and the thing like that. I'd rather hear about the teleporting part. That the cat.
Oh, yeah, she does crazy stuff.
Would that be science?
She can teleport. She's clairvoyant. She's got telekinetic powers. She can travel space, time. There's literally nothing this cat can't do. She just chooses not to do it most of the time.
So she just chooses not to teleport all over the place.
Well, it's exhausting.
I'm sure it is.
She'd rather sleep.
Yeah.
She can get there in her hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon?
She has a hot air
balloon. She loves hot air balloons.
Your cat loves like hot air balloons?
She does, yeah. Can you blame her? I've never been in one. I thought about taking it on one, but that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, well, let's not go into the litter box here, language-wise, Mike.
You're trying
to run a family show. This is not...
It is, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Keep it out of the litter box. So, what is this movie that's going on now for Little Bub? What's that? There's a movie coming out?
Yeah, you know, people ask us to do stuff all the time. And sometimes we say no because it's dumb or doesn't mm-hmm. vibe with Bub's style.
Sure.
And this movie, you know, I wasn't sure about it at first, but something about it made me feel like pretty stoked. And that was that they offered percentage points for Lil Bub's Big Fund just for Bub to appear in a few scenes.
And it's a pretty cool film in that it's the first crowd-invested film, I believe. Really? So people like you and me, like instead of Kickstarter, where, you know, you give money and then you get like a T-shirt or a button, what you do is you give money and then you literally get a percentage of the profits. And I think the minimum investment is $100 and you get like at least $115 back once the movie's made, no matter what. And then something else. I don't know all the technical stuff, but I do know that, if the movie does as well as I think it's going to do, it's going to raise a ton of money for Special Needs Pets.
So it'll help. It'll help in the, it'll be a movie comes out, raises some good money for Special Needs Pets. And, you could also make some cash yourself, right?
A little bit, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's anything crazy. I don't think it's like people invest. It's not like Bitcoin, which is something Super Mario.
But what about Bubcoin? Why don't you do that?
Ooh, I should make Bubcoin.
Bubcoin. Cryptocurrency.
But the movie, it's starring, so Bub's in it, but it's also starring Jennifer Tilly, which is interesting.
So Lil Bub and Jennifer Tilly,
yeah,
are co-starring in the movie.
Yeah, and it's called, I believe it's called, I'll Be Next Door for Christmas. And yeah, you can check it out at, I think if you, littlebub.com/movie is one way to check it out, or thatchristmasmovie.com is another way to check it out.
I got this guy and, who works on the show, Mike, AP Mike.
Uh-huh.
What if I started doing these things with him? Throwing them in movies, right? I might start doing it with him.
AP oh, like Mike. Putting him into movies?
Yeah.
Like you should do it.
Like a Christmas movie.
You guys could do best Christmas movie.
What if it's called Admiring Your Christmas Tree Through the Window? The AP Mike. The AP Mike Holiday Special. Your Christmas tree looks nice. How did I see your Christmas tree?
Through the window.
Through the window. Right? It'd be just like the 1 hour photo, but crossed with the holidays.
It'd be like pretty meta too, if he put just the camera and like point of view sort of thing.
Like he would strap it onto his forehead?
Like a GoPro.
Yeah, like it would go.
You can go house to house.
Yeah. I might have to do that. And maybe we'll get Little Bub in the movie. Maybe Mike will look in at Little Bub at one point. Right?
Bub's tree, yeah. So he could go to all kinds of like celebrity pet trees.
Mike, what do you think about this? A movie, the holiday themed movie where you're looking in at people's Christmas trees.
It's like a voyeuristic sort of thing.
You up for this? Yeah, he said, why not? I do it for free. Might as well make a little bit of money. So what, just tell us, Mike, people go to lilbub.com to find out about the movie and how to help and the special needs pets.
That's all there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's your best bet.
That's your best bet. There's things to click on all over that website. There's a spaceship you can click on that flies by, too.
Yeah, look, this is a cute cat. Lil Bub's a cute cat. Very cute. Marcia, any questions? Final questions here?
Excuse me.
No. No? Look, we're going to... Mike, you and Lil Bub are doing a good thing. Thank you for calling in and being a part of the show. And best of luck with the movie.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us, and thanks for creating Cattober.
Of course. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Tom.
Have a grand evening.
Bye.
You too. Bye, guys. Bye, Marcia. Bye.
That was fun, right? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You getting up?
No.
All right. Why don't we bring in another friend of mine? Callie. Callie, you want to come in? Take a call in the interim. Best show, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Michael. I'm in Chicago.
Michael? in Chicago. What's up, Michael?
I'm calling on behalf of my cat for Cattober.
Okay. Tell me about this cat of yours, Michael.
So right now he's currently sitting on my chest, rendering it impossible for me to get up and nervously pace as I talk to you.
Okay, what's the cat's name?
He's called Funyuns.
Funyuns. Well, that's a good name.
No, thank you. It's spelled F-U-N-Y-U-N dollar sign.
Hold on. F-U-N Y-U-N
U-N
dollar sign. So it's like Kesha.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But Funyuns.
Yeah, the Kesha reference was unintentional, but yeah.
And is this cat making you money? Is that why you where's the dollar?
No.
Is the cat have a high? Is the cat have a extravagant lifestyle?
No, unfortunately, he doesn't bring in the same revenue as Lil Bub or anything. He's called Funyuns because he's a wonderful cat with many charming qualities, but he is free from both grace and intelligence, and he needed a name that kind of fitted that, and I thought that Funyuns was sort of like the least dignified sort of name.
Okay.
And then the dollar sign. It originally was with an S, and then it was with a Z, and then somebody said the dumbest possible version of that was with a dollar sign, and so it's been Funyun money ever since.
So can we, does Funyuns, can we hear Funyuns meow or purr, or are you going to sing a song about Funyuns? What are we going to do
here? I have several songs I can sing about him.
Right, give me the best song. What's the best one you got? The one, the showstopper, brings down the house.
So typically what I do is I sing songs to him that are stuck in my head, but I make them cat themed. So today, for instance, while I was petting him, I sang a parody of the song Being Alive from the Broadway show Company by Stephen Sondheim.
Okay.
I can sing that.
Let's hear it.
Someone to pet me all night. Someone to fill up my bowl. Someone to scratch behind my ears and curl up next to and make me aware of being a cat, being a cat. And that's all I have.
Oh, Michael, that's a very nice song.
Thank you.
And when Funyuns hears that, what does Funyuns do?
Oh, he's a big purr, so I'm trying to get him to purr right now, actually.
Voice box?
Yeah, there we go. Funyuns
ever try to bite your throat when you sing these songs?
Funyuns is actually the gentlest cat in the world. He's a rescue cat. He had a pretty rough life for the first couple years of his life. He's missing some teeth. He was pretty abused as a boy, or as a kitten. And now he's like the gentlest little soul. He would never hurt anyone. When you were talking about all these cats scratching and biting, he's the opposite of that.
You got Funyuns. Funyuns is like saying, I had a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
But my pal Michael is making things nice for me. I appreciate it.
You know, I think he really does appreciate me, Tom. It makes me feel pretty good.
That's nice, because that's the thing with animals. Sometimes these animals, they get a bad run, and they're getting treated horribly, and they could either turn nasty, or they still hold on to the best part of themselves. So you're Funyuns, look, Funyuns may be the best name for this cat. I don't know. That's up for maybe not the most dignified name for this cat that's made it through the fire and all the way back. And then this cat struggling through life, stays alive, gets into a home, and you go, your name's Funyuns. And the cat's just like, nothing a little more heroic than Funyuns, maybe? No, that's a snack? Snack food?
No one's ever quite put it to me that way, but what? It was kind of Funyuns the second that he fell off of the coffee table the first time.
You want to know what, though? The name, the cat's fun, so now the cat's name is Funyuns.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Look, Michael, you're all right in my book. You did right. You got a rescue cat. and you're giving this cat a good rest of Funyun's life is going to be a blast.
I hope so. Anyway, yeah, I'm trying to get him to purr, but he's being shy. He's being bashful.
Don't worry.
All right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Michael. You have a
thank
great
you,
night.
Tom. Okay. Have a good night.
Bye. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
Sorry about that. This is Pete from Brooklyn.
Pete from Brooklyn.
Pete,
what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Pete?
Just hanging out. George, my cat, is actually already yelling at me because he wants to eat, so it's about perfect time.
George, your cat's name is George.
It is.
And how long have you had George?
Well, it was my girlfriend's cat initially, and I kind of adopted him about 2 years ago when I moved in.
Okay. And now George, you and George are our best pals?
Yeah, we're homies. It took a little while, you know, but I think he warmed up to me.
What's the most mischievous thing George gets up to?
He'll get up on the couch behind me, mm-hmm. And like put his paws on my shoulder, like he's being like buddies, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as I try to eat anything, he'll swat at it, you know. He'll like try to eat my Thai food, or he'll try to eat my pasta. He tried to eat my soup tonight, actually.
Like he swats the spoon or fork out of your hand?
No, he tries to get a little like taste of the food on his paw, and then he just licks his paw.
Uh huh. Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
You kind of let him
it's
do
cute,
it,
but
right?
Then there's cat hand in my food, you know?
Of course there is. Look, what are you going to do? You got a cat. Cats shed all over the place. You're gonna end up eating a fair amount of cat hair. You live with a cat,
lots
right?
of cat hair.
Look.
Covered in orange cat hair.
If George has to, George probably is coughing up fur balls, right?
No, actually not that often.
No? Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good with that.
And you're the one coughing up fur balls. And all the hair in your Thai food. Right? It's okay. So does George purr or meow? Can we hear either?
He does both, but I think he's going to meow tonight.
Let's hear it.
All right. Hold on 1 second. You ready, George?
Well, that sounds like a human. That was not a cat. Are you sure George is a cat? Cats generally don't answer back in English.
Did you get a little taste of that?
I did. Can we hear more?
Yeah, hold on. He's actually, every time I put the phone near him, he stops meowing because he's scared of the phone, I think.
That's really good.
Nothing?
No, that sounded good. I could hear it.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And did you sing any songs about George? Anything you want to perform tonight?
I don't sing any songs. Gina, do you sing any songs? My fiance might want to sing a song. Hold on. You got anything?
No.
You can't leave Tom hanging. No, she doesn't. She doesn't have anything.
We heard we got a meow. That's good.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Yes.
That's all I got for you, Tom.
I'm marking down the meows. All right. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
George the cat. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
Thanks, George. Callie, how are you? You can slide that. You can slide this mic. There's one, not the gold one there on the thing. That's a statue I was given. This is a very official award I won. It says, the best. You got it? There we go. No? We'll do the other one. There we go. Because you can do that, Mike. Is that one falling?
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to need, it's just another hour and 15 minutes. If you could just stand there, just sit with your arm holding the mic stand. It's just another hour and 15 minutes. Is that so bad if you hold the mic up?
It's literally why I'm here.
That's to prop that mic stand up. Look, at midnight, it's all over.
I had a very strange dream.
Pat. This mic is falling. If you don't mind. You can talk into that mic in the interim.
All right.
You had a very strange dream.
Well, yeah, I had a strange dream that the mic was going to fall on me.
So you actually, that would be a prediction, like a psychic.
Yeah.
Really? You
along
saw
along the lines of what apparently Lil Bub can do.
So Lil Bub can teleport. That I call shenanigans on that teleporting. That sounds like the cat. This cat can't teleport.
Oh, yes, she can.
You're way too into it. Lil Bub can. I can't even.
I've seen it.
You've seen the cat teleport.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not. I can't.
To you or away from you.
That's yeah. So we might be getting a little handsy with Lil Bub. Lil Bub teleports to the other side of CatCon. Somebody's trying to get one too many scratch-ins in on Lil Bub. And Mike's like, you're like, where's Lil Bub? She teleported. No, it's... Now, Callie, you have a cat.
I do. I have two.
You have two cats. What are your cats' names?
There is Coho, which is short for Coca-Coho, which is a snow owl.
Okay.
In Algonquin. And then there is Augie, who is Augie-Mog, which is snowshoe.
So you have a... Coco-ho. Coco-ho?
Coca-Coho.
Coca-Coho.
I just say Coho.
Okay, so Coho.
Yeah.
And these two cats, where did you get these cats?
I got them from a friend of my mom's whose neighbor had a litter of six. And they've all grown up to be giants.
Okay, like these are... Big cats.
Yeah. My guys are 19 pounds each,
ooh,
and they are not the biggest in the litter.
No. Those are big cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are like small leopards.
Yeah.
Like they're not big house cats. They're just like, yeah, I think these cougars are a little small for the pack.
I'm afraid whenever they want to climb on me.
And you feel like ooh, when they, do they realize their own strength?
Absolutely not.
No. Is that where they, do they jump down and suddenly you're like, oh.
Yeah, they like to climb down my arm when I'm sitting in a chair.
Okay.
And they have not been to Claude, so.
Okay.
I normally have at least four scratch marks on both arms at all times.
At all times, because these cats, they don't realize. So they're just like a pair of bruisers.
Basically.
And do they knock each other around too, and like in their cat hijinks?
Constantly.
Or are they just saving it for you?
I think they practice on each other.
Okay, so
they can perfect it with me.
Yes, when they're ready for now, they've perfected the tag team.
Yeah,
for when you sit down, unbeknownst to you, here comes the dynamic duo is gonna. Lay down the hurt.
Yeah.
So these two cats, are these big meowers or are they quiet? Because so many of these people, actually more people are getting their cats to meow than I thought they would. Like, because sometimes it's always like that thing where it's just like, my cat's so loud, my cat, and then suddenly it's like, come on, meow, meow. Like last year for Dogcember, it was just like, come on, bark. Come on, I'm begging you, please. Would you bark for, you do nothing but bark all day? Then I ask you to bark once and you can't bark into the phone. It was like Mr. Ed when it's like, he talks, I'm telling you.
Or the singing frog.
Yeah, exactly. Or see, that's one of the saddest cartoons. I can't handle that.
I know.
That Michigan J, because.
It's cruel.
Frog's like ruining the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, guy was like out on the street by the time it's over. And the frog's like, hello, my baby, hello, my darling. And meanwhile, it's like, do the song, would you, frog? And the frog just, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, it's demented. That's like psychological torture.
I'm worried about whoever wrote that now.
Yes, whoever wrote that might have been really getting some things out. At least they got paid to do it. They did it at work.
Yeah.
That might be considered victory if you can dump all your mental problems
on everyone else
at work and have your boss go, great job.
Make sure that it's exposed to as many children as possible.
You ruin countless generations. That might be the mark of success. Let's see who's on the phone here. Who's good here, Mike? Three. Tell you, see Mike screen these calls? I don't know. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Kelly from Nashville, but I live in L.A. now.
Kelly from Nashville. Oh, I know this Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I met you at Duke's.
Duke's, yeah.
The cool
Duke's, hottest spot in America.
Right? It is. If anybody's in Nashville and they want like a place to hang out that's like not like one of these, like, because you know what in Nashville seemed to be? Like a lot of people on these bike bars where they're all pedaling and they're like pedaling down the street.
Oh yeah, the pedal taverns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A pedal tavern. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Where it's like
that's something that does not really, I've found recently, does not really exist in a lot of other cities.
No, it's a thing where basically it's a giant bicycle that holds about 12 people on it, and they're all kind of like facing in on this rectangular bar, and they're pedaling. They have pedals down below, and they're pedaling the thing to propel this down the actual street, and they're being served alcohol while they do it.
However, there is somebody, like, driving this pedal tavern, and it's completely electronic. The pedals don't do anything. Yeah. They're just, like, for their own people's pleasure, which I think is slightly ridiculous. I don't know. Like, it just, it never really made much sense to me, but.
So people are burning. They're, like.
They're working out.
Yeah, they're working out.
Maybe
while
that's
getting
the draw.
Drunk as they ride through Nashville, downtown. They're riding past the Goo Goo Cluster factory, out of breath, drinking whatever they're drinking. What are they drinking? Margaritas?
Bud Light, probably. Bud Light, or like Michelob Ultra.
Fair amount of Bud
Something
Light.
With low calories, because they're already, you know, concerned. They're just trying to get, a workout.
AP Mike, fun fact from him. It's illegal to drink and ride a bike in New Jersey.
Huh.
There you go.
That should be a law everywhere.
It should be.
I mean, drinking while driving is a thing, right?
Yes, and you're still driving. I wonder if, because you're on that thing and there's somebody, like, captaining it, if they just consider you just, like, a passenger on that thing.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And the areas are, like, zoned. So
okay.
They go on certain streets, you know?
So you, Kelly, you are in Los Angeles. Do you have a cat?
Yes.
Of
course, yes, I do. His name is Ross.
Ross.
He's a long-haired orange tabby.
And I know who you named this cat after, right?
No, actually, his given name is Raleigh.
Raleigh?
But through a series of events.
I thought you named him after Ross from Friends.
Of course, I always get that. No, love Ross from Friends, but I gave him the name Raleigh when I was like 18, for whatever reason. But throughout the years of me living with multiple different roommates and stuff, I think it was Joey Scala from Nashville who started calling him Ross, and somehow it caught on, and it fit way better than Raleigh did, and so now his actual legal name on his tag is Ross.
That the guy from, who is it, Joey? I think Joey named him that. First of all, Joey was probably named Joey because of Joey from Friends.
Yeah, totally.
So then he wanted a friend.
It's probably a whole scheme.
There was no Ross in Nashville, so he named your cat Ross.
Exactly, yeah. He's just got deep pockets, trying to keep pouring out the Friends monopoly. But anyway, Ross is actually yelling at me right now to let him outside.
So what's the deal with Ross? What's Ross? How's Ross adjusting to Los Angeles?
You know, he's adjusting pretty well. He's used to being a Midwestern cat where he has a yard and, like, he used to climb and stuff. But I live in Venice, so it's kind of out of the city. You know, he has some alleys to roam, some cactuses to brush up against, and he still really likes being outside. He actually has made some neighborhood stray cat friends that hang out on my little stoop. When I come home, they'll be, like, hanging out, which is cute.
The cats are all hanging out. Ross is making some L.A. friends.
Yeah, some homies. But yeah, I also just want to give a quick shout-out to his brother, Marlo.
Marlo?
Marlo, yes. He passed away in Nashville, like, 1.5 years ago. He's buried in, like, one of the yards that I lived in, like, some rental property that I lived in Nashville. R.I.P. Love that guy.
Rest in peace, Marlo.
Marlo. And then also, want to give a shout-out to Jeff, my little hand.
Oh, hi.
Yes. He's great, right?
Going to follow us for a bit. Found out he was in the studio tonight, which is cool.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Kelly's a talented artist also.
Yes, very good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Where can people see your art, Kelly?
Well, my Instagram name's kind of hard to... It's Fuhrgod, which means flame god in German.
Fuhrgod, F-E-U-R-G-O-D.
Like F-E... U-E-R.
Okay, F-E-U-E-R-G-O-D.
Yeah. That's then kelly-aarons.com. I have some stuff, but whatever. But actually, the reason I wanted to call you tonight, and it's kind of time-sensitive, it's not about cats, it's about music. So Lee Ronaldo is playing like 15 or so minutes from my house tonight with his new solar project, The Dust, or whatever they're called. And I'm a huge Sonic Youth fan, but... I don't know if it's worth, like, driving all the way there, and I have to work super early, and I don't know.
Have Look, it's Libra.
What's the deal?
You know what I would say?
What?
It's the guy from Sonic Youth. You go.
I know.
If you go when
it's at
not...
this, like, tragically hip bar, and, like, there's going to be all these, like, L.A. hip people there. You know what I mean, right? Like.
Yes, but that's fine. You'll fit in. You're cool.
I know that, but, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know.
I think you do it. And okay. If it's not good, then you split, but it's going to be good. Lee Ronaldo's good.
All right.
And then you can call next week with a show report.
I will absolutely do that.
All right, Kelly. I got all these lines are filled with cat maniacs who are going to...
I know.
They're going to hiss at me if I don't pick up.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Tom.
You take care. All right. Bye.
Me too. Bye.
Mike, who's on the hotline? Who? Rob Hatch Miller? Rob Katz Miller? All right, well, just give me 1 second for that. Hold on. Is the pizza here yet?
I think so, yes.
You think so? What, did you put it under the couch? You're not sure if it's... I'm telling you. This crew out there, one's worse than the next. Right? At this point, Mike's the best. I got to say, if I rank them now... Now, Mike's the worst. Mike? Mike? Are you okay if I say you're the worst of the three? Yeah, you're okay with it. Which makes you the best. It was a Willy Wonka move, Mike. You get the chocolate factory. What if that was a thing? AP Mike in the beer factory. Right? Come with me. And you'll see, it's a world of beer imagination. Right? Mike will be shoving Augustus Gloop out of the way to get into the river of beer. Hold on 1 second. A couple people have been on hold. This person's been on hold a long time. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
got some cats here for you. This is Andrew in the Hudson Valley.
Andrew in Hudson Valley. What's the deal with your cats, Andrew?
Okay. Well, first I got Theodore. He's gray and white. He's got a tiny gray mustache. He's taking a nap right now, but he's going to wake up when I open the food, and then he's going to meow.
Okay.
So, and then the other one's Tina. I don't know where she is. She's probably down in the basement. She's probably stacking bodies. She's killing mice.
So Peanut is a mouser.
No, that's Tina, actually. Tina. Like in the Courtney and Kurt song.
Oh, okay. All right. What'd you just get? The record just came out 2 days ago. What'd you just get the cat tonight? That's how you name the cat after a record that just came out 2 days ago?
Yeah, retroactively name the cat. No, we've had her for a while. Yeah, there's Theo.
What was that? Was that one of the cats?
That's Theodore. Yeah, it's Theo.
That sounded like a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I know, right? He wants.
I thought the cat literally went. All right, let's hear. Who are we going to hear? Theodore?
Yeah, this is Theodore. Here, meow, man. You just did it.
Oh. Coming through in the clutch. I got to say this. All these dog people were they were like, Dogcember, a lot of these dogs flopped. These dogs, you better get your dog. You got a couple months to get your dog to step up its game. You better start training that dog to bark. Because these cats are showing up the dogs. Who would have thought that the cats would be louder than the dogs?
It's a shocker.
It is. Right, Marcia?
Cats can bring it.
Cats can bring it. It's a fair point. Theodore's, Theodore's really... Okay. Let's hear the purring now. If Theodore sounds like Theodore would be, he'd be a great purrer.
He is a purr, but you can't hear the purring over the meow. That's the problem.
You can't.
We'll get close.
Smush the phone against his stomach. I don't know about this. All right. Thank you for the call. That was a great call. Theodore did a great job meowing, though. Bye.
Thanks, Tom.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. My name is Rob, and I have a cat named Goose.
Oh, my God. It's Rob Catch Miller.
Yes.
How are you
tonight?
I'm good. I'm here with all my friends.
Lots of great people there tonight enjoying Cattober.
Yes. So what's going on? Now, are you with Goose now?
Goose is sitting right next to me. Yeah, Goose is right here. She's not 2 feet away from me. Goose is a cat that I personally rescued by hand. Didn't even have to go to a rescue place for her.
If I remember correctly, you found Goose in a tire.
Yeah, my wife and I walked out of our apartment, and we heard a meow, and we looked in the wheel well of an SUV, and there she was. So we took her straight to the vet, and... we've had her ever since.
And Goose is a very fun cat.
She is very fun. We recently got her a laser pointer, and that's been really, really awesome.
Now, who operates the laser pointer?
We trade off, but my wife Paloma is much better at it than I am.
Wait, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Paloma.
Oh, I met Paloma before.
I think you have once or twice.
Of course. No, Paloma's the... Look, Rob and Paloma, everything I directed, they produced.
Mm.
They're the best. And now it's them. So who operates? So the cat operates the laser pointer, or you guys do?
We operate the laser pointer. I think it would be dangerous for the cat to operate it because it could blind her if she tried to operate it herself.
She strapped it to her head.
We could strap it to her head and tape down the button. That's actually a pretty good idea. I might try that. But she wouldn't like having something strapped to her head. Like, she's not the kind of cat you could put a Halloween costume on.
Okay, yeah. Some pets you can dress up. Other ones, it's not happening. Callie, your cats, would they be the type of cats that could wear something?
I would be dead.
You did. They would. That then they would be like, that was the line.
Yeah, I would be more scratches than woman.
Yeah, they would decide. Now it's go time. That was one thing too far. Marcia, your cat.
Yeah, I'll dress her up, but she won't move. If I put a costume on her, she'll just turn into a statue.
It just stops her.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jeff, Mr. Kid.
He was pretty easygoing. I never attempted any elaborate costumes.
Because also, you'd put a costume on, you'd run outside.
Right.
Next thing you know, the neighborhood, everybody's wondering if his cat in a costume is going from door to door.
Right.
Trick-or-treating your cat.
Yeah, he would probably try that. Yeah.
Yeah. Your cat comes home with a bag full of Snickers bars.
Yeah.
So, Rob, is Goose going to perform at all for us tonight?
I think we can get her to meow. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I think so. Paloma feels very confident that she'll meow. Let's see what happens.
That's a good meow. Wait, that's Paloma. That's not Goose. Are you stepping on Paloma's tail to get her to meow like that? I want to hear Paloma and the cat talk at the same time. I don't believe that's...
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Hi, Tom.
Okay, I didn't hear the cat. Now the cat goes, and you stop. No, it didn't happen, Paloma. You right, said hi, Tom, and then it was quiet for a second, and then you meowed.
I swear to God, that was good.
All right, I'll take your word for it. You're trustworthy. And I'm marking down Goose for the meows. Goose might be at the top of the class right now. It's either
She wasn't very loud, but she did a lot of...
No, but there was a sustained amount of meowing. And
Paloma,
Rob,
right, predicted.
Rob, would you like to sing a song? Would you like to sing a song about your cat?
Well, we were talking about all the songs that I've sung to Goose over the years. They tend to just be things that pop into my head, so I couldn't really think of too many specifically that I've definitely sung. But there is one that I've done many times when we've watched a certain television show. Over the opening credits. Do you want to hear that one?
Sure. What if I said no?
Okay, here we go. Goose, goose, goose of thrones, thrones, 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 goose, goose, goose of thrones, thrones, 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 goose, goose. And it goes on like that.
And because then Goose started singing it with you. That was impressive.
Right.
Goose of Thrones. All right.
She doesn't like Game of Thrones very much, though, I have to say. She paid a lot more attention to Twin Peaks The Return.
All right.
But I never came up with a Angelo Badalamenti Goose song.
Well, look, you... Okay. Wow. Goose is coming on strong. Late in the call. Goose is made... Goose is pressing... It's like a rally, like a last second. It's like, all right, Rob and Paloma.
She wants a donation for Brooklyn Cats.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you guys
later.
That was fantastic.
You,
thank you for the call.
Happy Cattober.
Happy Cattober to you, too.
Bye.
Yeah, what? No, you inhaled. You were about to say something. Say what you're going to say.
I was thinking of a Twin Peaks song that he could have sung. Julie Cruz, Questions in a World of Goose.
Okay. All right.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. Sure. You can't say it and then say, that was a good one.
I congratulated myself.
Yeah, you were just like, I had one, Questions in a World of Goose. That's a good one. Yeah, now
I'm
you're...
taking this trophy.
Yes, now you're taking the trophy. Who else? Let me bring some other people in, if you guys don't mind. That way I can Everybody can sit in the studio and have fun. We'll all come in at the end. We'll sing the Ring Around the Rosie or I don't know what. The thing is, if you go out now, you get pizza. I'm the only one that loses this pizza game because I go out. There's usually one slice left, and it's usually got thumbprints all over it.
There is no justice in this world.
There is no pizza. Callie, you said it. Is my friend Faye out there? How are you, Pat?
Good.
How are you handling all this cat talk? You're a dog. Here comes Faye.
Hi.
Well, handling it well. Amped I like up. Goose.
All ramped up. How about Sam? Does she want to come in?
Could ask her.
I think. Could ask her. Oh, the
ask
dude.
Her. I don't know.
The dude. That's studio. That's not Sam.
I don't know. I'll just
check him. You're checking? I like Dudio. Dudio, I like you.
I like you too.
You know what? I love you. How about that?
I love you too, Tom.
How about that? I'll say it. Not scared.
I'll say it right back.
Good. But do you mean it?
I do mean it.
Sure, you can come in too, Rakan. Of course. Wouldn't be a party. Yes, they're the headphones. Let's go to the phones. Who's good here, Mike? On this, the most exciting of Cattobers. I also want to say, everybody, the people who pledged over at patreon.com/thebestshow, what happened there? Sending out these, got these cards made, these Friends of Tom cards made. They're the first ones made in the new iteration of The Best Show. They came in yesterday. They're so beautiful.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, they're so beautiful. And I'm going to start mailing them out this week. I got to start sign. I'm going to sign them and put your name on them. I'll get them all out. Might take a little. Look, I'll do it fast. I'll do it while I watch TV. While I watch my favorite show, Friends. It's really the best show that's ever been in the history of television. Mike, right? Hey, Mike. Oh, he's got pizza in his mouth. I could hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. What? Yeah, now you're out of here. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Hello, hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Paige from Los Angeles.
Paige from Los Angeles. What's going on, Paige?
Hi, I'm here with my cat, Rollins Band, and I think I can get him to meow for you.
Yeah, Rollins Band. First of all, Paige.
Yes.
You're up against cats named Biddledy Bop, which I now realize it sounds like a David Lee Roth thing. Biddledy Bop. Funyuns with a dollar sign at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Danzig and Lord Kensington, but I'm going to say Rollins Band, and your cat's already meowing. Paige, I gotta say, name-wise, I think you might have won already. Unless somebody
Thank
calls,
you.
Unless somebody called and they said their cat's name was Mike Sucks. What if somebody's cat name was that, Mike? Oh, he's not happy. So, Paige, let's hear. Tell me about Rollins Band.
So. My best friend's mom found him and all his siblings under her neighbor's shed. And she had all these little stray cats. And I picked him because he had the fluffiest face out of all of them.
Okay.
And I got him like a year and a half ago, like two summers ago. And just after some random time, there was a joke on The Best Show about someone naming their dog Rollins Band, and I was just on a plane having a horrible experience with my boyfriend, and that made us laugh super hard, and then we got Ricky. Ricky's his nickname. It's like he's officially Rollins Band, but we call him Ricky, and we named him Rollins Band, and that's his name on, like, everything.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life, that the cat's name
Thank
is
you.
Rollins Band. So Rollins Band obviously is a big meower.
Yeah, I got home today, and he was just talking to me, mm-hmm. telling me about his day, probably.
Mm-hmm. get the ultimate meow out of Rollins Band now for us, Paige.
I'll get some food, and he will meow a lot.
Okay, here we go. Get ready. What are you, chopping wood for your cat?
What?
Your cat eating lumber? Sounds like you're chopping up.
No, I'm not pulling a bag so he meows, but I think he just knows he's going to get the food and not going to ask me for it. So I just gave him a snack. He did a good job meowing already.
Well, Paige, your cat is a home run.
Thank you. I also, can I tell a cool music thing that happened this weekend?
Sure.
So, well, also, I went to the Rock Rot and Roll 20th anniversary this weekend, and I got my record signed by you and John, and
Yes, you ran past the security guard. I remember you. And the security guard was just like, you can't go in there, and you just kept running.
Well, I didn't run. I just walked and was like, okay, 1 second. I put my arm up. Yes. It was like wristband. I was like, yep, right here. And then just kept walking.
You know how that works with security guards when you just go, when they go, you can't go in there. You're just like, no, 1 second.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
But no, you were fine. That was great. It was very nice to meet you.
Thank you. It was great to meet you, too. Yeah, I wanted to apologize for possibly being a spaz because my adrenaline was rushing.
No, it was very nice. It was very – did you have an okay time at the show?
Oh, I had an amazing time.
Oh, that's
it
nice.
It was so great.
That was not.
But the cool music thing is on Sunday, I'm texting my high school friend who's in New York, and he's like, hey, Charles Bissell, the guy from the Wrens, is just like having people over to his house to listen to what he has done from the upcoming album that's been upcoming for years and years. So I just got to go over to his house with like 9 other people and listen to the new unreleased Wrens album, and it was amazing.
That's awesome. See?
Yeah.
You came, you did, you took the trip, and things happened that you didn't even know were going to happen. That's the best kind of trip.
Yeah, and can I say one last thing? Sorry, I'm going on.
Paige, you can say one last thing.
Oh, thanks. I recently joined a dance squad and Penelope Gazin's on it, and she told me, she's like, oh, you should tell Tom that you're on the dance squad with me.
She's so super talented. She's the best artist.
She is.
Only rivaled by her own brother.
Yes.
Nick, who was also at the show. This past weekend, I saw Nick at the show. Nick Gaze.
Nice.
Great guy. Great artist.
Yes. I don't know him. I know his art. It's great. They're both super talented.
He designed the Run the Jewels hands. You ever see the Run the Jewels hands?
Yeah.
That's Nick.
Nice. I didn't know that.
So.
I like Penelope's bolo ties a lot, and her pins. They're solid.
It makes me sad when people are that talented, because I just realize... I add so little to the world.
No, what?
My
cat's named Rollins Band because of Henry Rollins, but also because of you.
The cat would still be around, though. He just gave it a dumb nickname.
But it's really, he even has a podcast now. He has the Rollins Band Rickcast.
Your cat has a podcast?
Yeah, he recently released his first episode.
That's
he
not
plays
true.
Ambient is, music and purrs over it.
Now this is you and your cat. Sounds like somebody's getting into the catnip. Right? You and your cat?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're sharing the catnip a little too much. Right? You have a great night, Paige.
Thank you.
I will see
you
soon. Bye.
Yes.
So I welcome to the studio. Faye! What's up, Faye?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Just hanging out at the best show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
In my life? Right now?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I don't know. I'm thinking about my cats now. I miss them.
You miss your cats?
Yeah.
Where are your cats?
They're my mom's house now.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put them up in, they're in a house upstate now.
Mm-hmm.
but.
But the thing is, they're actually alive and everything. That sounds like.
True.
That sounds like the kind of thing somebody says if a cat. They're upstate
yeah.
at a house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's like.
In the big house upstate.
Yeah, but it's like, no, no, they're actually at a house upstate. I promise you, they're fine.
Yeah, that's true, right. Somebody, no, no, but I took them up there so they know that they're alive.
Because you, what are you doing?
I'm going to Hong Kong next Wednesday for a long time.
For a long time?
Yeah.
How long? You're never coming back. You're never coming back is what's going
to
happen.
I don't know if my visa will let me do that.
Visa schmiza. Yeah, hide under a canoe if they come looking for you. Right?
Yeah, that's what people do.
Yeah.
When they're avoiding the law. Yeah. No. What? Wait. Oh, I'm going to be there for 6 months at least. Yeah.
And what's bringing this change about?
I don't like my job, so I had to stop doing it for a while. So I saved some money, and now I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to be in the city for a little while, because I need a break. Do you know what
you
that's
need
like?
A break. To need a break?
Yep.
Yeah. It's called every waking moment of my life.
Right, right, but to
and
me
now
the...
now bleeding into my sleep hours. I had the dream last night.
So you know
night.
What I mean?
You see, if you could only see the dream I had last night,
oh,
Faye.
I had one too. It was also bad.
Well, let's do dream battles
I
right
don't
now.
Know if I want to
I shared my dream with a very successful comedian who I am a fan of that I beat up.
Wait, in your dream?
In my dream.
You beat this person up?
Yes.
Whoa. What do you think that means?
I'm not hard to figure that
yeah.
one out.
Okay.
Come
well
on,
then.
Really?
I'm just putting
really
that out
hard.
There.
What do you think it means?
I was kind of being facetious.
Yeah, it probably means I
you're
hate
a
their
jealous.
Success.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it means?
Oh.
Yeah. So what was your dream?
My dream was I was pregnant. That's a horrible dream. That's all. That's all there was.
Okay.
I was stressed out about it.
And did you wake up and you were just like...
I was like, it's a good thing that's not true.
Mm-hmm. When you woke up, were you just like, oh, wait. You know in movies, people wake up and they go, huh! But
yeah.
like nobody in real life ever
yeah,
like
yeah.
wakes up out of a nightmare like that. They wake up, they're usually just like, huh, what? Oh, okay, what? Wait, no, I'm not rich. Okay, like there's that minute where you're just like,
yeah.
wait, I didn't hit the lottery twice in a row. Because like I'll be in the dream, I'll just be like, I just hit it twice.
Right.
Twice, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I hit the lottery once, and then I hit it a second time, and now I'm, wait, why am I pulling away from the thing? What? Huh, what? Oh, that was a dream. I didn't win the lottery twice.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't win it even once. Like, that's the part where you're just like,
right.
wait, I only won it once? And you're like, oh, wait, no, I won it zero times.
Yeah, but, like, when it's a bad dream, then it's the opposite effect where you're, like, breathing a sigh of relief. You know what I mean?
Eh.
Eh.
Speak for yourself.
I certainly am.
That's fair.
I didn't want to be pregnant.
Do you know who...
I don't know what you're going
to
say.
So you didn't want to be like, Rachel!
No, I can't speak on Friends.
On Friends.
Like, I can't
favorite
do
show.
It.
Look, I watch a show all day now.
I know, it's your favorite show. I get these texts from Tom, and he's like, I'm watching Friends.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I'm not like, hey, Faye, I'm watching Friends.
Are you sure?
No, you were asking, we were talking about you coming on the show and stuff, and I was just like, do you like the show Friends? You're like, no, not at all. It sucks.
I did say
like,
that.
Like, really? Watch it a lot now.
I feel like I should, though. I feel like I'm missing a big part of American culture, and I could relate to my fellow... Yeah,
not unlike Phoebe. You're such a Phoebe.
I am?
No, I don't know.
I don't know enough about it to accept it or deny it.
Sure. I don't know. I wouldn't say anyone's anyone.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I'm a Gunther.
Who's that?
Okay, he's
I don't get it.
Dudio gets it.
Whoops.
He was the blonde dude who worked at the coffee hut, whatever their thing was called.
Oh, Prospect Perk? No, that's
Perk,
a real
Central
place.
Perk.
Central Perk, okay.
Yeah, he was like the guy with the bleach blonde hair. It looked like Rutger Hauer.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about. Rutger
Hauer. Sam.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good.
That mic a little closer. Come on, you know how mics work. You're a WFMU DJ. Was this your first? I know you play long songs. You're not playing. You're going on mic at some point.
Occasionally.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming. This is your first time here seeing the studio. And
yeah.
Your friend Faye is always, we tried to figure it, but then you were on the radio and couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Do you have a cat?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Do you want a cat?
No, I don't like cats that much.
You don't like cats? What, do you like dogs or do you just hate animals? It's okay to hate animals.
No, I like dogs.
That'll go over really well with everybody. Sam hates animals. No, you like dogs.
I like dogs. I like hearing these stories of cat names, though.
Okay. Faye, what are your cat's names?
Well, there's Pigeon and there's X-Ray Speckles.
X-ray
but she's
Speckles.
Just X-ray.
Okay. All right, I'll put X-ray Speckles down on this list.
Yeah, like the band. But she's like speckled.
Okay.
She's orange and black.
Okay. So like, your cat, yeah.
Okay, enough.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's the, do you call your cat flea free adolescence?
Right? That's good.
Yeah, no. That's why I said it. Think it would say something stupid?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's fair, actually.
I mean,
see, this is why it's sad that you're leaving.
Why?
Because you're funny when you come on the show, and it's not unlike when Ross and...
oh, my gosh.
And Monica, brother and sister, are always giving each other the business. Right? Right, Dudio? Yeah.
All Sam right. knows about Friends.
Did you like Friends, the show Friends?
I liked Friends, yeah.
Best friend to worst friend in order, Sam.
Oh, no, I don't know the order that well. Let's try it.
Well, you can't. Look, I think you only had to see like three episodes to be able to name the six friends.
Okay, my favorites. I always had a crush on Ross.
Okay, so we're going.
I thought Rachel was really cool and really pretty, and Ross, I wanted to be like her.
Rachel.
I related to Phoebe. Even though I felt bad for her because everyone made fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Joey and Chandler.
And Monica.
And Monica. Monica was my least favorite.
Monica's at six.
Because I thought Monica was kind of uptight.
Okay. Kind of, yeah. That's putting it mildly.
But I was also envious of her uptightness. I wanted to be more super, like that.
The fact that she was super, super focused.
Yeah.
And could kind of run the show.
Yeah, I think I wanted to be
like when she would do Thanksgiving dinner. And look, we're not going to get into So 4 and 5, Chandler or Joey? Chandler or Joey? What are we doing here?
I think I would do Joey 5.
Joey 5.
Chandler 4.
Well, I want to say you and your friend Faye.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Very
differing opinions of Monica.
I don't really care either way.
Where did Faye, you rate Monica?
Faye put Monica number one.
Really? Because I thought she's smart, but maybe I remembered wrong. Phoebe. I'm not really. I have strong opinions on a lot of things. This is not one of them.
Look, everybody knows how this list should go. Phoebe was not stupid by any stretch. She was smarter than all of them. They just weren't on her wavelength. Joey was stupid. Phoebe's not stupid.
What about Ross?
Ross is a little full of himself. A little professorial. A little too back padding. A little too proud of himself. But Joey's sweet, but stupid. So the list should go Phoebe, Rachel, Joey, Ross, Monica, Chandler. And you could put Janice probably somewhere in the middle there. I prefer Janice to Monica and Chandler.
Wait, who is Janice?
Janice was the woman that Chandler dated
okay.
You know, the anti-Semitic stereotype on Friends of the... that woman. Yes.
I remember the naked guy. Wasn't there a naked neighbor?
I don't know, but I do remember when Ross was learning the bagpipes for that for Monica and Chandler's wedding. Remember that one? Best show, hi.
Tom.
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Kyle from Nashville.
Kyle from Nashville. What's up, Kyle?
Not much. I wanted to call and introduce you to my cat, Ziga, that I met not far from the original Fawn Object in East Nashville.
What is your cat's name?
Ziga. D-Z-I-G-A.
Ziga.
Ziga, yeah. He's named after a Russian film director, in fact.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's meet.
You don't like that, do you?
Do I not like that? No, I just didn't know what it was. Look, I'm not smart.
Me neither.
Yeah, sure. You and your fancy references to Russian film directors.
This was suggested to me by my partner at the time. He meows real high and has a kind of crooked sounding purr, and I guess the filmmaker Ziga Vyatov. There's a Russian filmmaker named himself after the sound of machines because he was.
All right, let's hear the cat. What am I? You film comment?
What?
Right? Were you going to lecture me about the Tartovsky next?
No.
Well, you have to. What is it? The Criterion Cat Edition? Right? The Criterion?
Zig, 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 zig. You know, like the sound of machines starting up.
All right, get to the cat.
All right. Can you hear him meowing?
Yes.
He's got a real high, distinct voice, and I was out for a run within like a block of where the original Fond Object is, and I heard him, and I went and saw him, and he was a little bitty, skinny guy. And it was 2010, year that Nashville had a big flood, mm-hmm. and I took him and we tried to find if he had any owners that lost him or whatever, but didn't round anybody up, and we fell in love with him, so kept him, and he's this little high-pitched weirdo that you hear today.
Well, your cat sounds cool. Ziga sounds cool. I like this cat.
Yes.
Do you sing any songs to your cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
incidentally, Scott Walker song to your cat, Egghead.
What? Egghead.
Right.
What was the lead up to that?
I said, what are you going to sing something from a Scott Walker album to your cat, you Egghead?
No.
This is
not Scott Walker.
It's a song. It's the song when Scott slaps a side of beef on this one, but I usually shake a bag of Meow Mix when I sing this one to my cat. La, 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 la. Right? You can do it. La, la. Go ahead.
I'm enjoying your version of that.
Well, your cat is really meowing a lot.
He is, yeah. He's there have been a couple of strays around him. I think he's been very territorial and like intense about letting everybody know that this is his spot. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I'm going to move on here, my friend. I want to tell you one thing though.
Yes,
everybody feels the loss of Fond Object. Jeff from Fond Object is
for sure
horrible. I saw Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet the other night, mm-hmm. and I told him what a big fan Jeff was of the band, and he was truly touched by that. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Tom.
All right, you have a great night.
You too.
What's that, Mike? Line two. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Kat from Raleigh.
It is Kat from Raleigh. Kat has a cat that I thought should have been named Human, but you didn't name your cat. Since you're a human named Kat, I thought you should have a cat named Human, You disagreed. Or you said maybe the next cat, which sounds like a brush off, a little bit like a brush
off. It's not! It's not! I want more cats in my lifetime.
So what is your cat's name again, Cat?
My cat's name is Sid. It is short for Obsidian because he is black.
Obsidian? So yes. Now, Obsidian. Sid.
Yes.
Can you get Sid to meow or purr?
Now, Sid is kind of finicky about when he meows. I don't know how well this would work, but I took the initiative since I figured that cats don't meow on command as well as dogs bark on command. So I recorded him meowing, but I don't know if that would mess with the just radio. If I put my phone up to my computer and played my recording of him meowing.
You know what I'm going to say? Let's hear it.
Okay, let's see how well this works.
I can't hear. I hear you, Cat. Now I hear me.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry.
I mean, I was just like, it was like this sort of like infinite loop of, let me try putting my phone on speakerphone and try playing the part.
Let's hear it. While you're setting that up, we'll talk about Mike. Where do you all stand on Mike on Friends? Paul Rudd's character, Mike.
I didn't realize Paul Rudd was on it.
The show ended with Phoebe and Mike together.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, let's try this again. Sorry.
Are you staring at your tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just nervous. So I'm just.
Don't be nervous. We're friends.
I know.
Right? Just like.
Oh my god.
The Friends.
Great segue.
That's us.
Great segue.
Right?
Oh, shoot! My phone is refusing to play it while I'm also on the phone with you.
Kat, you know what you do? Send me the clip. Email it to me. Tell me a funny thing about Sid. What's a funny thing about Sid?
Okay, let me tell you about the most outrageous thing he ever did. One time, I had put my phone down, and I realized I couldn't find it, and I was looking around for it. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I got my parents to use video chat with me through my computer to try to figure out where it was with me because I put it on silent. And so, like, them calling me wouldn't do me any good. After that, I asked my parents, wait, what if Sid had made off with it? And they just missed that as absurd. But what happened then was I went to my computer and did my, like, sort of find my iPhone override so that even when the phone would be on silent, it would emit a very loud beep. So I did that, and it emitted a very loud beep. And do you know where it was? It was under the freaking oven.
So the cat slid it under the oven.
Yes, it was. I have a cart in my kitchen where I charge my phone. Sid knocked it off its charger, caught it under the broiler, and it's a very good thing I didn't start cooking or else my phone would have been ruined.
Yeah. Your cat's a troublemaker, a mischief.
He also likes climbing on top of the shades. Like, he jumps, like, to the very top of, like, the blinds, like, almost where the ceiling is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been entertaining him while I've been on hold by playing with his favorite toy in the world, which is just a ratty old shoelace that he likes to play tug-of-war with me.
Hmm. Look, this cat, this, like, sounds like the life of the party.
He's a very gregarious cat. He loves strangers.
Mm-hmm. I like this cat. This cat gets the Cattober seal of approval.
Excellent.
That's the stamp going right on Sid's forehead. All right, Cat. I'm going to go because we're coming down to the wire and the phones are still it's loaded with cat people.
Okay.
All right. You have a great night. Thanks for calling.
I'll send you the sound clip of him meowing. It's kind of a hoot.
Okay, please do.
Okay.
Okay. All right, bye.
Right.
Who else we have here? We have Rakan here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. You came from Vancouver.
Yeah, for the shows on Saturday.
For the live show, see? I tell you, people come from Vancouver. A couple guys came from London. Really, it's very special. It means a lot that people are actually traveling. And all I think about is, oh boy, are you guys going to be disappointed when you travel that far and suddenly it's like, wait, that was it? What? Now I got to go back, fly 8 hours home after that? No, thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you are a park ranger. What is you again? Here comes Mike. I want to say this. Mike has not taken off. He has a dumb lammy. Come in, Mike, please. Mike? Why would you not come in? Come in. Get in here. You see around his neck? He has a lammy.
All access.
From the show.
All access.
All access pass that they had a lammy to make sure. Then again, I got stopped. I didn't have mine, and I just said, yeah, I'm in the show, and they let me through. Like, they didn't know. They don't care. Oh, hold on. You can't come through here. Yeah, I'm in the show. Oh, okay. Go through. They don't care. Best show. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Who do you think it is? It's Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I know this voice. Uh-oh. It's Judy Rosen. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I just went to see a weird jam band with a couple friends.
Well, let me say, first of all, this is Judy Rosen. She is a fashion designer, and she has a store called Judy Rosen NY. J-U-D-I, Rosen. And she sells jeans. She makes jeans. Judy Rosen,
yes,
NY. And it's the coolest store. Where is your store now?
It's on 10 Bedford Avenue in... Technically, it's Greenpoint, but, you know, no one knows where Greenpoint is.
People know where Greenpoint is.
It's in Brooklyn.
They like that donut shop, right? That donut shop?
Yep, there's a donut shop nearby.
Peter Pan, is that the one?
Oh, no, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin', yeah, that cool Greenpoint donut shop.
You should see, the scene at Dunkin' Donuts is terrifying. I went there in the morning, and I had to ask them a question, and some guy threw a sandwich in the guy's face. He said, "No cheese!" I said no cheese.
And he threw it.
Yeah, threw it in his face.
That's pretty good.
Felt really bad for him.
Yeah? Felt bad for who?
Tom.
The guy without a sandwich or the guy who...
Tom, I have to admit something to you. I'm a little tipsy because I went to see a jam band that I didn't want to go see.
Yes.
Do you know King Cruel?
Sure, yes.
It's sort of like a jam band, like
Wait,
from
that's a
Vermont.
Jam band? I didn't know that.
It was not my taste.
Not your taste, because you like
no.
the good stuff, and
yeah.
this was the bad stuff.
It was
Faye is a huge, Faye in studio
mediocre.
Is a huge,
mediocre.
You're a huge King Cruel fan?
Not really.
No? Sam, King Cruel?
No, not so much.
Who's there?
I have my friend Faye.
Hi.
Hi, Faye.
Hi.
And Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
And Rakan.
Hello.
Hi, Rakan.
And they're all here. They did not go see King Cruel tonight.
Yeah. I went with a group of friends because they were very excited about it. And I give it a thumbs in the middle.
All right. Look.
Tom, I'm calling for a very specific reason.
Yes, this scares me. What is it?
Yes, it should. So
it should. No. Okay, go ahead. My finger inches closer to the button.
I am considering a new business plan.
Oh, I don't like this at all. This, I know what this is already.
Do you?
Yeah,
I'm working on a partnership.
Yeah, you opened the store, Judy Rose and Jeans. It's a super cool store. Like, and these are high end jeans, and they are
very high end.
They make they're nice for ladies to wear, right?
Yes, extremely.
Yeah, ladies look nice wearing Judy's
jeans. They're
the jeans
best for jeans
ladies.
Ever.
Yes.
But I also have, like, you know, specialty pieces from different artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please continue.
And I would say that this new business venture is with someone who I consider an artiste.
Oh, this is the worst thing. And it's AP Mike, isn't it?
Yes.
You're going to, you please, I'm going to ask you. You.
I want to develop AP Mike's brand a little bit more.
Oh.
And I discussed this with him. I saw the amazing 15th anniversary show
15th.
Of Rock, Rot, and Rule. Wait.
It's 20!
20! Listen. I'm a little off kilter.
It's okay. I'm not judging you.
There was a lot of white dreadlocks.
I'm only going to judge you when you start talking about this business plan of yours.
There were a lot of white dreads.
Heard,
yeah. And,
so you're
going to
go into business.
Really.
You want to go into business with AP Mike?
Yes.
And what
I
would,
think he has something, and I want to develop it more. I'm going to be carrying Massa's t-shirts at the shop.
Oh.
And I think he's got it.
You think he's got it? These are Jews. So,
what do you think?
Hey, it's your business. You do what you want. It's your business. You want to roll the dice with the crowd he brings in.
I think that AP Mike has, like, a following, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has a following. You know what else has a following? Off-track betting has a following, too. Right? You're going to get...
No, off-track betting doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They closed down all the OTBs.
Yeah. And they
the
need
city.
Somewhere to go now. These guys need somewhere to go. They're going to end up at your store, find Mike's
shirts.
Oh, my
God, is that all the... That's
yeah,
who's been coming to the store lately.
They've been floating
actually.
Around looking. There's this
now
thing.
It all makes
this,
sense.
In New Jersey, there's this record store, Vintage Vinyl. Like, it's a store I've gone to my whole life. And then in the strip mall that store's in, they turned a grocery store at the end of the strip mall into, like, some betting center where you can, like, bet horse racing from all over the world and stuff. And suddenly there's people walking around this strip mall to where at one point Vintage Vinyl, the one guy working there told me, he's like, yeah, we're making a killing selling t-shirts because these guys show up and they have to, like, they need to,
they have to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, they have to buy a t-shirt so that they meet the dress code at the gambling place. It's like, wait,
No dice.
Yeah, they weren't wearing t-shirts. Like, that was, they were wearing less than a t-shirt. So that's what you're gonna have all these, yeah, look. Hey,
yeah.
It'll be an interesting experiment. God bless you. God bless all of you.
That's, you know what, Tom?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, so you're taking that as me. Giving my blessing.
I think that's a two thumbs up.
Right. Goodbye. Goodbye, Judy.
I love you, Tom.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
I knew. I saw this show on Saturday. See Mike talking to Judy. I'm like, that's not good. And then Mike comes up to me later. And this is what Mike said to me throughout the evening. We're backstage and they got beverages and stuff. And Mike's like, I'm buying out of duels, huh? I guess I'll have to make do with this. And then 20 minutes later, he's like, I go, yeah, you're drinking no duels? He goes, uh-uh. He goes, someone got the real stuff. And he goes, and you know what? I'm like, what? It's cold. It's cold. It's really a point. You're bragging? The drinks were cold. So wait, you're a park ranger? What were you again, Rakan?
I work for a court reporting company, actually, but I previously was with the police in Vancouver.
You were a policeman?
No, civilian.
A civilian?
Not an officer.
So what, you were with the police. What, were you arrested?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Because what did you do with the police?
I did interview transcription.
Okay.
So typing up police interviews and stuff like that.
Okay. Any good things?
Lots of juicy stuff, but I don't know if I should talk about it over there.
Oh, it's a different country. It's Canada.
Well, what do you want to know about?
Just give me one juicy thing you transcribed.
Well, I was always fascinated by what people would order for food when they were being interrogated,
mm-hmm.
like when they were being accused of murder or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I got really fascinated by, you know, what McDonald's sandwich somebody would want when mm-hmm. they're facing a life sentence, basically.
Sure. Was there a consensus on that?
Seemed to be the filet of fish, actually.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. I'll say this again. Filet of fish, you could throw that filet into the garbage and not miss it. I could give that thing to my dog. My dog would look twice at it and be like, eh, I don't know. I'll skip a meal. But that bun's like a pillow, right? Think of that filet. That's what you're going to miss in Hong Kong, Faye.
I think they have that. I think that's everywhere.
But think of that bun, how soft that
I'm
bun is.
I'm thinking about it.
Right? Sam, the bun? Filet fish bun?
It has sesame seeds on it, right?
I don't think so. Really? I think that's a quarter pounder.
Oh, you're right.
Filet fish bun's just like a pillow.
Right, it's like melt in your mouth, right?
It's like a little pillow. You could sleep on that thing.
Aww.
If it didn't smell like some unknown fish. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, yes, hi.
Hi, this is Matt in Minneapolis.
Matt in Minneapolis. Do you have a cat?
I have two cats.
What are your cats' names?
One is named Gomez, and the other name is Kirby Enthusiasm, after Kirby Puckett and the Larry David
Show.
Right,
that actually is a pretty good Kirby Enthusiasm.
Yes.
So you're combining your love of baseball and Larry David.
Twins and Larry David.
Sure. Do either of these cats, Gomez or Kirby Enthusiasm, will they meow or purr for us?
They're actually downstairs sleeping.
That's okay. Do you sing songs to them?
What's that?
Do you sing songs to these cats?
No, not really. Right. I mean, no, I don't.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this. You're kind of at the top of the pack with Kirby Enthusiasm as a name.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I got
to
get all these calls in here, buddy. But you made your mark. Okay. Not unlike a cat. You marked your territory.
Can I tell you one thing real quick?
Yes, you may.
I got shot listening to the Best Show 2 months ago.
Hold on a second. You got shot?
I was listening to the podcast at a bus stop waiting to go home. And two guys were fighting next to me, and one shot at the other, and I got hit in the stomach.
No.
Yeah.
By what? They had a pistol on them?
Yeah, it was a .22, so I got hit in the stomach. I still have a bullet in my spine, and had to have a bunch of intestines removed. And
oh, my God. What's your name again?
Matt.
Matt.
Meanwhile, while this whole thing's going on, you're like, in my headphones, I had big headphones because I hate the earbuds.
Yeah, me too. What do you have, the Bose?
No, I just got some cheap, like.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever they are, $15 at the Target or whatever.
I got the Bose. Three bills on those things. Noise canceling. You know what? Whatever.
Whatever.
Look, maybe if I had those things on, I wouldn't have heard the gun go off.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I just canceled felt
out the gun, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I just felt the. Yeah,
it's a good thing you are. You're a little, you know, short arms and deep pockets when it's headphone time, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like
I never thought of it, but yeah.
You like to lay it out, right?
Sure.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I have a bullet in my spine. Still.
Oh my God! How long ago did this happen, Matt?
Two months ago.
Oh.
2 months ago, yesterday.
How long were you in the hospital?
A week.
Oh, Matt. Matt, email me, Matt. I'm going to send you some stuff.
It's literally
the least I can do.
I appreciate it, and, you help me get through it. You know, I've been had a bunch of the podcast saved up, so.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
It's good to laugh.
Well, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're okay. Seriously.
Thank you.
All right?
All right.
Mank. Faye.
I don't know how you follow that.
Well, watch.
Okay.
This is how we do it. We just go to the next person, and it's their fault. Best show.
Hey Tom, this is Charles from Albany, Oregon.
Charles from Albany, Oregon. What's up, Charles?
Well, I want to say hello to all your guests in studio.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just wanted to tell you about a cat that I used to have. His name was Catface.
Catface?
Catface.
Okay.
And this is just a quick call, and I wanted to tell you a song that I used to sing to him when I would, go away for a day or two.
What song did you
sing? And I would come home. What was that?
What song did you sing to Catface?
I would say...
Let me see if I can guess. Is it going to be Razorface? Is it going to be Elton John Razorface?
Not even close.
Okay.
It goes a little
Year of the Catface? What is it? Go ahead. Sorry. You
it goes, I was without Catface.
What is that?
I was without Catface. You know, the Billy Idol song, Eyes Without a Face.
So, yeah. Well, I got to say, you're not doing that good of a job of singing. Should have been Eyes Without Catface, right? You're not in the human race.
I was without Catface.
There you go. That's a little better. All right. Thank you, buddy. Best show, hi.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, yes.
You? Hello?
Yes, it's you. What's up?
Hi. Thomas, is Rob.
Rob?
Yeah, Rob. I'm calling from West Hollywood.
Yeah. Hey, Marcia. Do you want to come in here? I think your husband's on the phone. I think your husband's calling in. Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear.
I'm here with Marcia's cat, Jeannie, who's being pretty quiet there we go.
Okay.
Jeannie is also known as Dr. Motorcycle.
Dr. Motorcycle. I got to put Dr. Motorcycle. All right, well, that's... Now, how are you getting Dr. Motorcycle to meow like this, Rob?
She's sat on her favorite chair that she shouldn't really be allowed to sit on. It's where Marsha works during the day. And she doesn't like it when she thinks you're trying to get her off the chair. And she's a big fan of water, and it's super hot here in West Hollywood. It's over 100 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
So for October, that's pretty... Well, it's not October, is it? It's Cat-tober.
It's Cat-tober.
It's a pretty hot day, so she's desperate for water, but she always is.
Where's she hang out? In the tub?
She hangs out on the sink.
In the sink.
Sink, yeah.
Wow, those are some heavy-duty meows coming from Dr. Motorcycle. Do you have any message to Marcia you want to send? Anything?
Well, her cat misses her a lot.
Your cat misses
her. My husband does not.
Oh, of course I do.
Of course he does. Yes.
And we're both looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes. All right. See? The cat just said yeah.
Also, Dr. Motorcycle is leading the votes on Twitter as best name.
Well, that's some weird poll you're doing. I'm doing mine. The one that counts for the show is the one in this notebook in front of me.
An alternate poll.
I guess that can go on your show, Thee. Your cat can win your show, so please go ahead and make that donation from your bank account. I will be doing it from my determination here. Rob? You have a great night. You and Dr. Motorcycle have a great night, and you'll be seeing.
We will.
You'll be seeing Marcia very soon.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Tom.
Well, you take care. Bye. Marcia, rate the friends before you leave the room. Best or worst.
Just the six main ones.
Yeah, we're not going to put Gunther or Janice in the mix, or Mike. Or Giovanni Ribisi's not going to be in there. The mom from That 70s Show.
Reese Witherspoon
will not be in there. Tom Selleck will not be in there, who was Monica's boyfriend. Remember him, Faye?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I know who Tom Selleck is.
Yeah, you remember. Stop.
Okay.
Why is Faye being so cool, Sam? Why does she think she's too cool for Friends? Why?
What's she gonna say?
She's gonna say.
Were you a little bit younger when Friends was on?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
So she didn't get it.
Generational.
Mm-hmm. She didn't understand it. Like, and went I over didn't. Her head.
I was not allowed to watch TV with commercials.
Oh, that's a good reason.
So I was not allowed to watch it.
Where were you?
This is. I got hippie parents.
Okay. Out on the farm?
Well, someone else's farm. Not ours.
Because you grew up on a farm.
Well, technically there was a farm behind my house, but it wasn't ours. This is not a very interesting story.
No.
Story.
Marcia, rate the friends, please.
Okay.
The core six.
Well.
The core six.
descending order or ascending?
We'll go. You tell me.
Okay. Well, my favorite is Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Very popular choice.
Then Ross. And then...
Okay. Someone likes love. Go
ahead. And then... Joey.
Joey. Good one.
Chandler.
Chandler. Phoebe's low on this one.
Phoebe.
No one likes Monica.
And Monica.
That's a quality list, except for the low ranking of Phoebe.
You like Phoebe?
Yeah, Phoebe would be number one. Phoebe Buffay.
Not on my show.
Yeah, well, on your show, Dr. Motorcycle wins the thing and Phoebe comes in fifth. But here, this is Phoebe country. This is Buffay country. All right, caller, hello, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Antonia in Brooklyn.
Antonia in Brooklyn. Mike, no more calls. Anybody calls from this point, they can stay on hold for a week.
Oh, no. I didn't get shot or anything, and my cat isn't very vocal, so it might not be an exciting last caller.
What's your cat's name, Antonia?
Her name's Marlo.
Marlo.
Mm-hmm.
As in Marlo Thomas, who portrayed... if I remember correctly, she was Rachel's mother on Friends. Marlo Thomas portrayed... Rachel Green's mother. Remember that, Faye? Remember her baby shower when they forgot to invite, when Phoebe and Monica forgot to invite
Tom,
Rachel's
mom?
You
know mom. I don't remember.
Sam remembers. So
I also, I have not seen, I've never
watched. Oh, stop pretending.
Yeah.
Would no one watch this thing? It was the biggest show in America. Yet no one watched it. Look, all you guys, you all had the Limp Bizkit albums, and you all watched Friends. These things were selling into a black void. Somebody bought them.
I watched Mad About You, weirdly, in fifth grade. I remember really liking that show.
So tell me about your cat, Antonia.
She is... I found her on the sidewalk about 3.5 years ago. And she is named sort of after Marlo Stanfield from The Wire, just because she's not a villain, but she's got kind of a sassy side.
And, yeah, she's a dilute calico. This is really boring. But anyway, she's the best, and I love her, and I love cats.
I asked you to call about cats, and that's what you did.
I also wanted to say I'm not bringing back an old topic, but I've had a very difficult year, and I've been re-listening to, or not re-listening, I hadn't heard the show starting in 2014 when it came back, and so I've been kind of going through them since the summer, and it's been a real help. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I'm glad it could help, because boy, that's a fun run of the show, early 2015. Yeah. I was just flying high during that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty, and I mean, I kind of hadn't, you had referred to, of course, what you're referring to recently, but, you know, it was very moving and very helpful.
You can say it.
Your father's passing.
Yeah. Well, Antonia, I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to say. And
yeah. Well, thank you. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Have a great night, of course.
You too.
It's fun when I click.
I know. That's that excess energy.
Yeah, where does it
go? Gotta get it out.
Pokemon Go. Did you play that, Sam?
I never played Pokemon.
I did.
Okay. How many did you catch? Did you catch them all?
I would not say all.
Mm-hmm.
Some.
Were you one of the people that got led into a car wash or walked across a golf course looking for a Pokemon?
Not exactly.
Whose cat am I hearing right now?
Oh, this is Nick from Austin.
Nick from Austin. That's a pretty vocal cat. What's your cat's name?
His name's Riggs.
Rings?
Riggs.
Riggs. As in what?
Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson's character. Right. Yeah.
Really? Gonna name a cat after a Mel Gibson character?
He's a pretty good character.
Yeah. But I also think of Mel Gibson. I see that. Wouldn't you think of him? You see that trailer for the new Daddy's Home 2? It looks, I don't know.
He's
like a psychopath.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah. I actually didn't name him.
Crazy Eyes. Mel Gibson. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah.
And then this Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's like, he said the other day, he's like, if I go to heaven, I want to repent for Boogie Nights. Really? He's going to make 40 bad movies. He's going to ask God to take Boogie Nights off of his filmography? Really? You're going to leave Shooter on there, huh? Right? Shooter stays on the filmography?
Or
the Gambler one he did? All those stay on the thing when he's dealing with the Pearly Gates? He's going to ask God to take one movie made by a talented... whatever. I can't take it anymore. Go ahead with the cat.
He's purring now. I don't know if you can
hear
that.
Let's hear the purring.
Snares? That's hard to catch, purring. It's very low level.
It is.
He's kind of licking the phone now. It's kind of gross, actually. I'm going to...
Back away from the cat.
Well, I'm going to give him a treat. He's probably going to be quiet now, but I'm glad that his active vocal cords made it onto the
I usually don't say this. I'm invalidating your cat's name. I'm sorry. Your cat has no name now.
He's nameless.
Riggs has been stricken from the cat name registry. You can apply for a new cat name, and I will give it to you right now.
Let's hear one. Well, do you want to know anything about him? Anything more than he's
what color is it? What color is your cat?
Gray.
Disco Inferno. Did you call the cat Disco?
That's cute.
Right?
Disco ain't bad.
I wanted to call Dogmo Disco Inferno, and then Terry was just like, yeah, we're not calling it Dog Disco
Dogmo
Inferno.
Dogmo Inferno.
Right? Dogmo Inferno. Thank you. But now
or
I have
Fern?
Good and Poochie.
That's good.
Disco Inferno. Well, you and Disco Inferno have a great night. Thank you. Best show. Final call.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
This is just for you and Jeff. I just want to tell you that my very first cat, when I was prog-loving sophomore in high school, was named Tarkus.
Tarkus, that's a good cat name.
Yeah. Right? And he had the stripes, you know, so that was kind of where I came up with it.
Yeah.
So I'm always delighted with when I see the Gary.
Yes, Jeff does a Gary the Squirrel Tarkus thing called Garkus. Yes.
So, yes, I've seen it. Yeah, that's great.
I love it.
That's it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks. So, Faye.
Yep.
No jokes.
Okay.
We're all going to miss you.
Oh, thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to miss her a lot.
Can't stand it. She's going to Hong Kong. She's never coming back.
Oh, don't say that.
But you might come back.
Nah, you're never coming back.
Oh, I'm sad
don't come back.
Sounds like you're trying to get rid of me now.
No. Well, we could drop you off at the airport now, actually.
Well, my ticket's not till Wednesday.
Well, you can sit and wait. Read
for a week.
Hudson News. Yeah. Right?
Yes, their publication, Hudson
News.
Yeah,
read Cigar Aficionado for a week.
Right.
Sam, when can people hear you on WFMU? When?
Sundays at 5 p.m.
Which used to be the time slot of...
Me. Faye.
That's mine. I gave it away.
Well, no, that's not how it works. And where can people find you? Are you on anything? You're not on social media. You hate that stuff.
I'm not active.
You're not
that
active.
Much on
you hate it.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's it, really.
Okay. Marcia, what's the Little Bub stuff again? Littlebub.com?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Littlebub.com. You can get all the stuff for the movie and the helping the special needs pets.
Yes.
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 And Jeff, his site is mymetalhand.com. Right, Jeff? Yes. Callie, you're online. Do you care? You want to plug? I can't hear. apmike.bandcamp.com. That's not your site, Callie. That's Mike. What is your online? Do you have a...
The podcast isn't a thing right now, but
yeah.
Twitter? Callie's Flowers, Callies.
Callie's Flower.
Yeah, it's hard to get single. Cauliflower or cauliflower.
Well, it's look. So people can check you out there. And Rakan? apmike.bandcamp.com, is that it? Where can we say hi to you online?
I do a lot of music writing for a magazine called Ion in Canada.
Like what? We write about?
Puddle of Mud and stuff like that.
Cool.
Retrospective
keeping
articles.
It alive.
Absolutely.
Puddle of Mud. That was the good stuff.
And actually recently wrote a MASH episode that we did a reading of in Vancouver. I know you have mixed feelings about that. But
the show MASH?
The show MASH.
Well, I don't have mixed feelings. I just couldn't ever need it. Right, I couldn't imagine needing to see an episode of MASH again in my life, right?
Delete MASH.
Right? Delete MASH.
Exactly.
I guess I can't blame you for that.
You got it. Look, I got to save things time for other things, right, Faye?
I guess.
Like Friends! Just imagine you're hanging out at Central Perk.
You didn't ask me what my social media handle is.
Yeah, it's... Aren't you, like, private?
No.
Your Instagram is.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
I mean...
Okay, well, what is it, then?
H-Fay-Fay. On everything.
H-Fay-Fay.
Yeah, on Twitter and...
Okay.
And Instagram.
And are you excited about the Belle and Sebastian EPs?
I'm curious about it, yeah.
Are you excited about it,
yes.
Marcia? Marcia's a huge Belle and Sebastian fan.
Me, too.
Not me, man. I only like the Rembrandts.
Oh, my God.
Because they sing my favorite song.
They played that on the radio all the time.
And you know who else is going to play it on the radio all the time?
Sam.
Sam, W, her new theme on WFMU.
Yep.
I'll be there for you.
Top of the hour.
Top. It's every hour.
Yeah.
I was thinking song. Who does the theme song for the past half hour. No, I don't.
The Rembrandts. Come on.
Did and they write all their music?
The drummer from the Rembrandts was also in what band?
Oh, sheesh. I don't know.
I think he might be in King Crimson. I think he might be in the current lineup of King Crimson. I think. I'm serious. I think there's a King Crimson Friends connection.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. Well, you do love it because it's true.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Which I'm going to play on the way out. Another thing by my friend Kurt Vile and his friend and soon to be my friend, Courtney Barnett. They have an album now called Lots of Sea Lice. It's on Matador and you can get it now. It's finally out. And they're going to be playing live through the tri-state area next week. Here's their version of KV's song. It's Courtney's version of KV's song, Peepin' Tomboy. Best Show will be back, hopefully, maybe, next week. We'll see. I don't know. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.